news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump defending his tariff strategy amid doom and gloom predictions of an economically destructive global trade war. In a social media post over the weekend, he writes that his tariff hikes are already producing jobs and will substantially reduce or even eliminate many people's income taxes. In short, the president predicting a bonanza for America. And Mr. Trump celebrates the first 100 days of his second term with a big campaign-style rally tomorrow in Macomb County, Michigan, just north of Detroit. At least four people killed in the latest Russian attack on Ukraine involving the use of explosive drones and airstrikes. The BBC's Patty McGuire says it has President Trump questioning whether Vladimir Putin really wants to end the bloodshed.
Could the recent meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky at the Pope's funeral have shifted the course of this conflict? Ukraine's president has repeatedly said he can't accept U.S. recognition of Moscow's control over Crimea, which was illegally annexed 11 years ago. To accept its loss would mark a profound shift in Ukraine's stance and go against its constitution. But as the US pushes harder for peace under the threat of walking away from the process, Donald Trump seems to think that position might change. And again, he's made rare criticism of Vladimir Putin, telling him to stop shooting and make a deal.
A 30-year-old suspect, a man said to have a long history of mental health issues, is under arrest in connection with a deadly weekend attack in Vancouver. 11 people killed when a driver rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city. Police say it was no accident. Canadians are voting today. They're deciding whether to extend the Liberal Party's decade in power or instead hand control to the Conservatives. On Wall Street, Dow futures 13 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Why I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
All the major interstates locally clear this morning. The Beltway, the JFX 83, 795, 95, all locally. I-70, everybody's in good shape. A little minor delay already. It's a speed reduction. 895 southbound going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but everybody's still moving. 95 looks good. Now, 4 lanes are southbound, looking good through the area of the tunnel down to the area at Key Highway and eventually towards 195. Heads up, if you're in Cockeysville this morning, they're working on a water main break. Several lanes will be affected at York Road at White Avenue. There was construction overnight. They might still be there westbound on Route 100 in the area at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to start off this Monday, but later today, the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight, clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid-50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 39 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 52 already this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. No injuries reported after someone detonated an explosive device near a Southeast Baltimore Home Depot on Sunday afternoon. Police were called to the 6300 block of Eastern Avenue for a report of an explosion at about 2 p.m. Investigators learned that a man set off the device and fled. The bomb squad, FBI, ATF all responded to the scene, and police say the investigation is ongoing. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that left four people wounded across the city on Sunday. Police in the Northern District say a 20-year-old man was shot in the 2800 block of Suffolk Avenue at around 7:30 last night. 22-year-old woman shot at around 5:30 p.m. in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring. Both victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. In Northeast Baltimore, an 18-year-old man shot in the 5800 block of Northward Drive at around 2 a.m. and a 32-year-old man was hit by gunfire in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. The victims are all expected to survive. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office is investigating a domestic-related stabbing in Abingdon. Deputies called to the 400 block of Deer Hill Circle about 7:30 Sunday morning. They found the victim, who was taken to a hospital with injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. 6:06 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3 last night was 756. Your pick 4, 5199. And next, it's time on sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Mowed down in Motown.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Little pump of the fist into the glove for Tarek Skubal. He just struck out the side.
Courtesy of 97.1, the Ticket Tigers Radio. No answer yesterday for the Birds for Tarek Skubal. The ace Tiger lefty went 6 complete, 4 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts as the Birds meekly succumbed to Detroit. 7-0 was the final. The loss brings a horrendous 1-5 road trip to a merciful close. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
We faced a really good starter today. It's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and top two or three, if not number one. So I thought we'd create some traffic against them. Just didn't get a big hit.
No big hits. The Birds Sunday to Sunday last week, 6-for-60 with runners in scoring position, 2-for-23 against Detroit. Meanwhile, in Montreal, the Canadiens and the Caps were tied at 2, 3:45 left in regulation.
Strome, crisscrossing, closing, Mangiapane scores!
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental, Mangiapane's first of the postseason, and two empty netters later, the Caps had a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead over Montreal. Coming up in 30 minutes, biggest takeaways from the Ravens draft, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, April the 28th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. Coming up this hour, we'll take a look at Operation Bargain Brides. Big bust. Immigration fraud here in Maryland. Also, Democrats reacting to the arrest of two judges. And that is our top story here today. The FBI and the Justice Department, Attorney General Pam Bondi, highlighting two cases in which federal authorities arrested two judges for allegedly trying to shield illegal aliens from deportation. The two cases occurred over the past few days in Wisconsin and in New Mexico. Here's the AG Bondi in the case of Judge Hannah Dugan in Milwaukee.
No one is above the law. In Milwaukee, an illegal alien from Mexico was in court being prosecuted for domestic violence. He was charged with violently attacking a man, punching him in the face 30 times, strangling him, and then attacking a woman by punching her in the face with his closed fist. Both victims were brave enough to be in court. The judge, Hannah Dugan, learned that ICE was outside to arrest him after court. She is now charged with obstruction of justice for sneaking this criminal defendant, an illegal alien, out a back exit through her chambers to avoid his arrest, leaving the victims and prosecutor sitting in court all morning waiting on justice.
So now the left, and look, I think this is, we've talked about it, no one's above the law. Where do we hear that before? Hmm. I mean, with 34, you know, indictments of President Trump, we always heard from radical Jamie Raskin, from others, that no one is above law, including judges in this particular case. And in one instance, Eric Holder's out there saying that he's criticizing Kash Patel and Pam Bondi for posting a photo of the judge, Judge Dugan, in handcuffs. For obstructing arrest of an illegal alien. Hey!
Does she have special treatment, apparently?
Exactly. Then? And look, I think a message needs to have been sent here. We also now have a Democrat Wisconsin state legislator saying, this is Ryan Clancy, saying that Judge Dugan, arrested for obstructing ICE, was obstructing fascism. And, quote, doing what all of us will be called to do in the days and weeks and months to come, end of quote. So there's the Democrats are doubling down. In an act of defiance, another Wisconsin judge, Judge Monica Isham, said that she has no intention of allowing any illegal aliens to be taken out of her courtroom after, of course, Judge Dugan was arrested and for obstructing ICE. In cooperation with an illegal alien. So it is the Democrats who have become, they think they're above the law.
Yeah.
Or beneath it, in this case.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, how was your weekend?
Well, a minute ago we were fine, a couple of minutes ago. Now 895 appears to have a wreck. Now traffic just started to get by it here, southbound at O'Donnell Street. It looks like now they may be crowding the right lane, and we're backed up already from O'Donnell Street, backing up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. After that, we're clear into the tunnel. Can't quite see it, but I see the flashing lights, and it looks like traffic is now getting by with the normal two lanes, and the accident itself is on the right side. This just occurred in the last 5 minutes. So very quickly, we have a backup going back towards the Urban Avenue ramp area. So quickly there, we get about a 10-minute delay. Not yet any overflow traffic next door. I can see 95 after the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, and we're doing okay there. Beltway looks good, filling in a little bit on the west side, south of I-70. Been a good ride through Annapolis early, the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge, and coming down from I-97 at Route 32, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a chilly start to your Monday morning, but it'll be a warming up later on. Sunny 75 this afternoon. Right now, a chilly 44 in Columbia, and it is 45 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Wow.
So if you ask George, he says he got really more like 15 to 20. Because he likes to embellish everything.
A problem with truth here.
According to excerpts from his upcoming memoir, legendary football coach Bill Belichick says that he the following forward phrase has guided his career. It's, I messed that up.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
As to his dating life, four words. This is really creepy. Is he 24? Was it Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend?
Something like that.
Did you see the interview with him?
No. Oh, yeah. Cut him off.
Yes, she did. She says, we're not going to talk about that. Shedeur Sanders finally chosen by the Cleveland Browns as the 144th pick in the NFL draft, sliding down several rounds after everyone thought he'd be a first-round pick.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not only did Shedeur suffer the embarrassment of having to wait 3 days to be drafted, it gets worse. He's got to move to Cleveland.
Oh, that's horrible.
Some speculation that Elon Musk has more than 14 children. One expert says, by his count, Elon may have fathered as many as 100 children. That's a lot of mouths to feed. In order, he's got like five jobs.
What does he think he is, Will Chamberlain?
State of California running out of license plate numbers. Really, someone should tell them in California how numbers work.
Yes.
You know?
Running out of numbers?
Running out of numbers.
Right.
Democrats are increasingly dropping the F-bomb in their campaign messaging as a reason why their official color is blue now. You know? It's all over the place. They're all AOC and Bernie Sanders and others have been just dropping all sorts of profanity. I guess they figure they're trying to connect with the younger crowd.
You think that does it?
I don't think it does.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Look, Gary Stein had auditioned for this gig. We told you about the sperm race last week.
Yeah.
And they held it on Friday between USC and UCLA. Those are the two. And here's the play-by-play of the first ever sperm race.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is to determine a champion. One more time, UCLA on top, USC at the bottom. This is for all the marbles. Send the swimmers to the finish line. Oh, my God. And this looks like a tighter race. They're neck and neck. Tristan with a slight lead there. And we'll see how they make it through these turns now. Remember, that big ball is the halfway marker. Sometimes having more swimmers doesn't mean that they're faster. These are head-to-head. We might have a photo finish. This is going to do it. Tristan Milker explodes through the finish line. USC wins.
I don't know which was funnier, the fact that Tristan Milker was the guy that won, or the fact that you could actually see the video of the little swimming sperm racing across the finish line.
Sorry. That's just so
around
weird.
The big bowl.
I want to clarify something. When I said Gary Stein auditioned for it, it was for the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the actual contest.
Thanks. Well, right. Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Came up a little short.
Exactly. Chuck, what is going on in Clearwater?
Well, they had a little wreck last night.
Yeah.
And the guys in the speedboat ran into a ferry boat that was going from one side of Clearwater Beach to the other. And they hit them, almost jumped over them, and knocked everybody in the water, killed one person, and the speedboat took off.
Is everybody accounted for?
One dead. Nine injured, some critically. I mean, he hit them going, you know, probably 25 or 30 knots, which is pretty fast.
Was it a cigarette boat, or was it just a regular...
They didn't say it. I haven't seen the picture of it yet.
Yeah.
They said it was in the dark, and he hit them and just kept on going.
Yeah, there was another speedboat. It was in Lake Havasu out in Arizona. I don't know if you saw the video of that.
Yeah, I saw that one.
They were trying to set a speed record or something, and then all of a sudden the boat goes airborne.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Lost control of it, and thank God there was nobody killed or injured in that crash.
Now, the boat that hit the ferry, were the lights on? I mean, did they have the navigation lights on
both? Well, the ferry boat did. I mean, it was in the dark, and this is a low-profile speedboat. But you got to figure, somewhere, a marina, somewhere between Clearwater Beach and St. Pete Beach, he's going to take that thing in there and say, what the hell happened to this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to jail.
Yep. You would think. All right. Well, thanks for the update.
You know
on
who
that.
Grady Judd is, by the way.
Yeah, the sheriff. Polk County.
They killed a guy down here the other day. He always has the greatest lines. The guy came at the deputies with a knife, and he said he lunged at us, and we sent him to the promised land.
Right.
Yeah. Because don't point anything at us, because we're going to shoot you.
Yeah, no, he's great. There are several sheriffs in Florida. We had a guy on last week about the pedophiles, the illegal aliens. So I think it was And I can't remember what county it was, but he was really good, too. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple minutes. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and I'm going to tell you about friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. And, look, if you're waking up with creaky joints, as they say, achy muscles, maybe it's because of age, maybe it's because of an old injury, or perhaps maybe you worked out, maybe you walked too much, bicycled too much, or maybe you did a little too much pickleball over the weekend. Well, Glyco Plus is the all-natural supplement that is not going to upset your stomach. It's not going to cause you kidney damage like the NSAIDs will. In fact, I take it. I've been taking it for an old football injury for years, and I wake up every morning. My left knee does not hurt. It is not achy. It is not stiff whatsoever. It is with glycomarine. That's the extract of the green lipped muscle along with UC2 collagen, which helps with the fluidity of your joint and whatever joint it is, knee or shoulder or ankle, whatever the case may be. Glycomarine, you can buy one, get one free right now. Use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you order yours today. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number, or you can order online, res-q.com, and use that coupon code RELIEF to buy one, get one free of Glyco Plus.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Democrats are choosing the hill to die on, and that is here. They're going to defend the last violent human trafficking Central American gangbanger escape from ICE, no matter what the cost. And now we have judges that are intervening, obstructing, allegedly, justice in this particular case. We have a Wisconsin governor, what's his name, Evers, I think his name is Tony. Tony Evers, he's saying that he's issuing guidelines to shield illegal aliens from ICE agents. So will he be the first governor to possibly face an arrest if he is found to be obstructing justice or interfering in the official acts of the federal government, which has complete dominion over immigration issues?
This is so strange. The whole thing is just so strange. Judges deciding that they're going to go ahead and we'll talk about it during the show, give weapons to members of TVA so they can go practice shoot.
That's coming up next.
It's amazing. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the fire department arrived at this wreck on 895 southbound. It's after O'Donnell Street and before the bridge goes over where I-95 crosses the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and now it looks like now with the fire department there, only the left-hand lane is getting by, so very early this morning. Here we go again. 895 is going to back up beyond Pulaski Highway, single lane right now, just south of O'Donnell Street. We still don't see the big backup yet, but 95 is starting to fill in. The word gets out all the way back in Rosedale that there's an issue at the Old Harbor Tunnel, so now we're going to see a little heat, a little more traffic on 95 south, going over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, chilly start, but warming up later today. Sunny and 75 later this afternoon. It's sunny and 49 right now in Annapolis, 45 in Ellicott City. And Attorney General Pam Bondi, the second judge that was arrested. This is a couple, the judge and his wife, Joel Cano, or Cano, and his wife were arrested in New Mexico. The couple's accused of harboring an illegal alien suspected of being a member of TDA. the Trinidad Aragua Street Gang.
It didn't stop there, though.
In their home. And this is Attorney General Pam Bondi. Listen to what she describes what the judge and his wife did.
In New Mexico, law enforcement was tipped off that Judge Joel Kano had a TDA member living in his home. The judge and his wife allegedly gave him access to assault rifles, one with a suppressor, to go to a shooting range to perfect his skills. Law enforcement found pictures on his cell phones and social media showing multiple tattoos and gang insignia. They also found a picture of him with the judge. He had mocked a $5,000 reward to catch TDA members. They also had pictures of two victims who had been decapitated. Their hands were cut off, and their bodies had also been mutilated. The judge, now charged with obstruction. Post-Miranda, he admitted he destroyed one of the cell phones with a hammer and then took it to a city dumpster down the street to dispose of the evidence. The Trump administration will fight for victims. The rule of law is very simple. It doesn't matter what line of work you're in. If you break the law, we will follow the facts and we will prosecute you.
Yeah, those are two big arrests made on Friday. Ben Berquam, he's an immigration guy. He's with Real America's Voice. His sources are telling him this is just the tip of the iceberg. Listen to his report. This is with Grant Stinchfield over the weekend.
Well, thank God it's about time. And I've got sources inside the administration we're talking to that say this is just the beginning. There's going to be many more. So that is a breath of fresh air for the American people. These are the guys that have been aiding and abetting. And think about this, Grant. These are the judges that were dismissing without prejudice all of the immigration cases. Over a million in 1 year, they dismissed these illegal aliens basically to let them go into our country scot-free and eventually get citizenship. The biggest question I have is to find out how many of them not just are harboring, not just are protecting. They think that they're going to get away with it. They think they might get a slap on the wrist. But how many of them are directly tied to the cartels or tied to some other foreign entity that's been paying them? That's where we really need to send the investigations. And I really hope Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and the rest of them are doing that. I have no doubt, again, in hearing some of what I'm hearing in the back channels, that more is coming.
Look, I've been saying this for years, that there are politicians, there are judges, there are elected officials that are on the payroll of the cartels. We just have had no proof as of yet. So I think that's where the investigation needs to go. Why are they doing this? Why are they risking their careers and everything else? Is it for money? Is it because they're believers in the cause of open borders? Why would they do this? And I just think that there needs to be a full-scale investigation of, is there money being exchanged here between cartels and people that are open border radicals with elected officials, judges, etc.
Yeah. It seems to me that if there is that link, you should be able to track the money. That means somebody has to have a bank account unless they have it all tucked under the mattress. You can follow the money. And it seems to me that will give you a pretty fair indication as to whether somebody is taking really luxurious vacations in France or in Europe in their off days.
A couple other big stories here over the weekend is Operation Tidal Wave. Approximately 800 illegal aliens were arrested, including gang members, killers, and terrorists, in the state of Florida on Friday. A DEA raid over the weekend busted several active duty military working as armed security for illegal alien gang underground nightclub in Colorado. What would active military be doing there? Did they know they were guarding the gang nightclub for illegals? And by the way, two suspects have been arrested in connection with the Christie Nome bag thief, the bag robbery. One, it was an illegal alien with an ICE detainer. So what are the odds, folks? What are the odds? 629. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of experience. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings. Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. Great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, your calls and comments, plus Democrats react to the bust of the judges on Friday. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Hartford County Sheriff's Office investigating a domestic-related stabbing in Abingdon. Deputies called to the 400 block of Deer Hill Circle about 7:30 Sunday morning. They found the victim was taken to a hospital with injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. The suspect has been identified as 32-year-old Raja Zahid Makhoud. The Sheriff's Office has released two surveillance photos of the suspect. One surveillance image shows Makhoud on the Abingdon Walmart around 11:30 a.m. The second shows Makhoud in a different clothing at about 4:30 p.m. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to please call the Sheriff's Office. Baltimore's Brandon Scott will join other members of the Democrat Mayor's Association today to talk about the Trump administration's first 100 days of, this is in quotes, first 100 days of chaos, cruelty, and broken promises. The mayors will be taking part in a webinar regarding Trump's agenda, which they say is reckless. The mayors also plan to discuss how they're leading the way and showing leadership and solutions for working people. Dozens of new lawsuits have been filed against Maryland alleging sexual abuse in the state's juvenile detention facilities. Levi Konigsberg's attorneys have announced that with 85 newly filed lawsuits, the firm is now representing more than 650 survivors of Maryland juvenile detention sexual abuse. Lawsuits allege that the plaintiffs suffered repeated sexual abuse while in custody at one of 12 juvenile detention facilities across the state. Attorney Jerome Block says it's appalling and disappointing that the state has refused to take responsibility and instead of supporting survivors in its attempt to revoke vested rights provided by the Maryland Child Victims Act. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3, lottery number 756. Your pick 4, 5199. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, here we go again with the tunnels. We started with this wreck, 895 southbound. It was after O'Donnell Street. At one point, it was only down to a single lane. And looking at the shot right here at O'Donnell Street, it's still not moving too much better than it was even 10, 15 minutes ago. It looks like from here down to the wreck, right before you cross underneath the bridge from 95, that it still may just be a single lane to the left. We had the fire department in that area. 895, not quite back to Pulaski Highway, but it's heading that way. And then we had a wreck on 95 southbound before the Fort McHenry Tunnel was at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. They just drove away, and the lanes are back open there, but the backup on 95 already, 635, we're now backed up back to Moravia Road. So here we go again, folks. 25 to 30 minute delays already southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to start off this Monday, but later today the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid 50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. While Tarek Skubal was piling up the strikeouts yesterday, Dean Kramer couldn't find the plate.
Third walk of the afternoon.
Yeah, this is odd for Dean on the walks. He only had four walks in his first five starts, three so far today.
And then the Tigers would make him pay.
They'll send up Javi Baez.
1-0, line drive down the left field line. Fair ball into the corner. Torkelson in. Young with a full head of steam around third. He will score. Throw is cut off on the way to third base. Two out, two-run double for Javi Baez. Tigers take a 2-0 lead in this.
And they were on their way. Calls courtesy of Masson and Tigers TV, 7-0 the final. Detroit sweeps Baltimore. O's end the road trip 1-5 there. 10-17 now on the season. And when the Yankees sweep of the Blue Jays yesterday, they fall 6.5 games back of New York with the Bombers coming to town tonight. After the game, manager Brandon High talks about the trip.
We had three guys hurt today, and you know that it's we're not playing the best baseball right now, and we're walking too many guys in the mound. It's been rough.
Three guys were Rutschman, Mullins, and Westberg out yesterday for various injury concerns. Ravens with 11 new players to integrate into what looks like one of the best rosters in the National Football League. Baltimore going heavy early on defense.
You know, I think early on this year we did spend some picks on defense. I think we got some great football players at important positions. You know, guys that can make plays on the football. Guys who can get to the quarterback.
Specifically, going after safety Malachi Starks, edge rusher Mike Green, and linebacker Teddy Buchanan, three of the first four picks spent on defense. Ravens also looking for the first time for a kicker and drafting one, Tyler Loop out of Arizona.
Dude, total elation getting the call. I saw the area code come across my phone, and I was like, let's go, I'm going to Baltimore.
Unless this kid flops, Justin Tucker's career in Baltimore is over. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what a sports weekend this was.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Hope you guys had a good weekend, first of all.
Thank you.
Good to see you back again.
Yeah.
Really interesting sports weekend for Baltimore fans. I think they watched their Orioles, at least early in the season, it's not over yet, 135 games, implode on the road.
Wow,
can't hit with runners in scoring position. Can't pitch at this point.
And their defense has been suspect.
And their defense has been shoddy. It's everywhere. Meanwhile, the Ravens redefine themselves and really improve what may be the NFL's best roster. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but the talent is everywhere on this team.
Yeah, they certainly fortified the lineup. What I don't understand, though, and they said they investigated it fully, is they're dealing with the Justin Tucker situation, and they go out and they get a guy like Mike Green from Marshall, who
second
has
rounder.
Been accused of some sexual assaults.
Twice, actually, at Virginia and at Marshall. Look, I mean, I'm going to take the Ravens at their word at this point because I don't know anything other than that. But, yeah, I mean, that is definitely a concern, the off-field stuff. You know, it's interesting, Eric DaCosta in the run-up to the draft saying that one of the factors they put into the first-round draft choice is does he have any off-field situations, injury, off-field, etc. I guess in the second round, it's a little bit different than the first round, the money.
Well, they got a guy that was homeless in the first round. So
They actually got two guys that were homeless in this draft.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Bilal Kona and, of course, Malachi Starks.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll see. But really an interesting dichotomy
this weekend
for Baltimore sports fans.
Thanks, Gary. Yep. Sorry I didn't get the gig, by the way, the play-by-play gig.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, how did you guys find out I was up for it?
Well, we have sources.
Okay. Well, yeah. It was a sticky situation. What was I going to say?
Thank you for that.
That's as far down that path as you ever.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Mark in Baltimore.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Today is a very special day for me. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And
you finally drink legally. That's great.
And it's a special birthday. I turned 65 today, which makes me eligible for Medicare.
That's right. Welcome to Medicare, Mark.
Okay, if we can get it. That's all I can say on that. Here's a question I have as for the court going on. Do we know if the, especially in Wisconsin, do we know if the bailiff or the clerk or clerks in the courtroom or even the court stenographer, were they in on this with the judge to hide away the illegal alien? I can't believe it's just the judge alone. The bailiff at least had to know because they had the keys to the
house. From what I understand from the description from the attorney general, this judge basically took this this suspect, this illegal alien, and escorted him out the back door.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if anybody else was involved. I'm sure if they were, they would also have been charged.
Yeah, he brought the guy into, and his attorney,
right,
into her chambers,
right,
and then escorted him out the back way, so that
why
ICE wouldn't...
Why was the attorney judged, arrested, as well? He should have been disbarred.
Well, I think the attorney is there to defend his client, so I don't know if the attorney was part of the getting him out the back door, or just the, who knows. Maybe the attorney is the one that alerted the authorities. I don't know the rest of the story. We'll have to find out. But, Mark, it's a great question. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
My question is, if the Democrats are so worried about due processing, why didn't they process them when they came into the country and they could control it? Now they've broken the system, they flooded the system, and this is just a ploy in order to get, next they're going to say, well, we can't process all these people, so we got to let them be citizens.
Right.
And then there's chain migration.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And later on in the show, I've got a clip from a guy that's done the research out in California on the illegal aliens and where they're showing up on voter rolls. And there was a study done that the margin that the Republicans have in the House right now, which is, what, 7, would be 27 if it wasn't for the redistricting of the census with all the illegals that have come into the country. Imagine that. So that's the real reason that they're being brought into the country. Kurt, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, you talk about poor Judge Dugan. It's so sad she had to go through the trauma of actually being arrested this past weekend. Andrew McCabe, you remember Andrew McCabe, right? Andrew McCabe says this is all just too performative for his taste.
Where and when and how she was arrested, and the fact that she was arrested at the courthouse rather than her own residence, the fact that she was placed in a jail cell for hours before her arraignment was called in the court later in the afternoon. These things are unprecedented. Typically, upstanding members of the community who have no criminal history and aren't accused of a violent act are allowed to self-surrender. The fact that they went out of their way to treat her harshly, I believe, is an act of performative cruelty on behalf of the Department of Justice, which is not the way any Department of Justice should be acting.
Yeah, harumph, harumph, harumph.
It's called sending a message, yeah. Andy. Okay?
Yeah, that's
the
exactly
Trump administration is sending a message. No one is above the law. Seems like you said that in the past.
Yeah, once upon a time, I think I heard him say something very much like that. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, off of a weekend of playing exceptional golf, Chuck Whitaker.
Give the governor a rump.
A rump. I didn't get a rump for that guy.
Pass these out in lieu of pay. Little bats and balls. Southbound 95 and southbound 895. They both had accidents this morning in the last 35 minutes. Both the accidents now are gone. Slow recovery. 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road right now. Two lanes going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Four lanes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Let's see what happens from here. But already 25-minute delays in building. A little heavier on the Beltway now. Finally get a chance to go back over and take a look. I would imagine we've picked up pretty quickly now in the area towards 795. Yep, already backed up 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road. Parkville side, let's see. Yeah, a little bit slow. Just starting to fill in now at Hartford Road on the northeast outer loop.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, weather channel says chilly start, but it'll warm up pretty soon. Sunny, 75 today. The sun is up right now, and we're looking at 47 in the city, and it's 48 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Hello, Johnson. Rectum damn near killed him.
One of my favorites. Red Robin is revealing their 2025 summer menu. You get the Backyard Barbecue Pork Burger and the Backyard Barbecue Pork Nachos, as well as the Peaches and Cream Milkshake.
Oh, I like that.
Vanilla soft serve blended with diced peaches and peach puree, topped with whipped cream and peach gummy rings. You can do without the gummy rings, but,
yeah,
you know. That
there's a peach festival, I can't remember what town it is, over in Delaware, annually.
Yeah?
Yeah. The whole weekend, they just...
Nothing but peaches?
Lots of peaches.
Mm. No herb? Knew it was coming.
No herb. I'm not sure it's legal there yet, Chuck.
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
That's herb.
Oh, that's herb.
That's herb.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
I was in the supermarket on Friday and found it just in time. Limited series. Utz potato chips now out with a lemonade-flavored potato chip.
No. A what?
No. Utz lemonade potato chips.
No.
I almost bought a bag, but it was too big. I was like, what if I don't like them?
You have to do something like leave them in the break room. They'll be gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll be gone at 2 minutes.
9:15.
Yeah, if you ever want to see the piranha effect, it's
wow.
Here at WCBM. You leave something out in the break room and it's stripped to the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing people don't fall asleep at the break table, you know.
Too bad it didn't work like that when Niles was there.
I like those boneless chicken wings, man. They got stripped to the bone. It's just something.
White Castle introducing new Cheddar Blast chicken rings. You can get 12 chicken rings for $3.99. Such a deal.
Chicken ring?
Chicken ring. Like onion ring? These are chicken rings.
Chicken rings.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Like just chicken like, flex.
Just like a pickle is in. Shake Shack is testing a new spicy pickle bacon burger and the spicy pickle bacon chicken sandwich.
It's too hard to say.
Peter Piper picked a spicy pickle.
Not the bounce of that part.
And Oreo is offering chocolate-covered pretzels. They now have launched the new chocolate-covered pretzels starting Monday, May the 5th. This is a chocolate-covered pretzel filling inside mm-hmm. the two oh, vanilla right. Oreo cookies.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah. The right. Salt and the sweet, all in there.
Yeah, well, you get that with a lemonade chip.
Yeah.
You know, so you get the sugary lemonade with a salty chip. That might be good.
Then why didn't you buy them?
It was too big of a bag.
You're cheap.
No, I'm not cheap. I'm thrifty.
You're cheap.
Okay. That's enough lying for this hour.
Yeah, really.
Oh, excuse me. I don't have the barter connections than one individual.
Oh, no,
traffic team. Well, traffic team.
I'm sitting there minding my damn business. He deflects over me. I don't have the blow it at you.
We're all practicing for the Chuck Roast, which is coming up, by the way, June 20th at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's now official. You can check it out on the website. Learn how you can purchase tickets to the first ever WCBM Annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. You'll get to crack some crabs or we crack some jokes about Chuck.
You're going to be strip searched on the way in, by the way.
Yes.
There's no concern. Just Chuck likes to do that.
Right.
Yeah, let's just sit at the door and watch.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. More on Judge Dugan.
Yeah, Judge Dugan, this poor, poor Milwaukee judge. All she did was help a guy avoid the law. What could be so bad about that? It's amazing she has the temerity to talk that way. However, Chuck Schumer decided to weigh in. It'd be so nice if the minority leader in the Senate were actually to learn the names of those people currently in the administration.
The Constitution believes and has been written with the wisdom of the founding fathers that we should have separation of powers. There should be an independent judiciary. When you go before a judge, you think that you hope and believe that that judge is impartial. What Trump, Biondi, and the whole Justice Department are trying to do is push that judge, threaten that judge, so the judge is no longer impartial.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have not been impartial for a long time now. We have activist judges. These are district court judges that believe they can stop a president nationwide with some of their rulings.
Well, he's just concerned that Biondi is going to go too far in this.
Biondi.
Thanks.
Any relation to Dick Biondi?
Old disc jockey.
Yeah, West, from Chicago.
That's right. Andy Harris weighed in on this whole issue. He was interviewed on Fox News over the weekend. He says, look, a lot of this stuff has to do with the judge's misbehavior.
The federal law is very clear. No official can interfere with the enforcement of federal immigration law. It's in the U.S. Code. This judge knew full well it's in the U.S. Code and should take responsibility for her actions.
Yeah, responsibility for her actions, in many's opinion, is she gets removed from the bench permanently.
The bottom line is she aided and abetted a criminal and became a criminal herself by aiding and abetting that criminal. So, again, she should be removed from the bench, and that probably should be the punishment that every judge should get if they do the same thing.
Now, one of the things that Harris commented on, I think, is really key, because ICE is taking a heat from those on the left. Well, you know, they went right into the courtroom. They shouldn't be in the courtroom. I mean, really? Well, the problem is you have a sanctuary jurisdiction where you're not told, as a member of ICE, when they're releasing the bad guys. You're not told when they're going to be places where you might be able to simply go with one guy and pick him up. Instead, you got to get them where they're there to be got.
Clearly, the reason why ICE has to come to courthouses sometimes is because the prisons don't cooperate with ICE and local sheriffs, local jurisdictions. Look, they have to catch these illegal immigrant criminals wherever they are. If they're in a courthouse, it's in a courthouse. Wherever they are, they should capture them and send them back home.
Of course, the real solution, if you have a problem with them going into courthouses, is, hello, jurisdictions that happen to be sanctuary jurisdictions, when you get an ICE detainer, keep the guy for ICE.
Yeah, hello. Newsflash, it's kind of like common sense. 6:51, 9 before the hour, 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCVM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so both the Harbor Tunnel's still hurting from two different accidents. One was on 895, one was on 95. They're all gone, but we're still backed up as you're coming south on 895 and 95 from the city-county line and Moravia Road. So we're going to keep trying to keep an eye on this thing, see if we make any progress. Everybody's moving again going into the tunnels, but we're still backed up. Even northbound 895 is slowed. at the K-Trust Bridge coming up into the Toll Plaza, and they're still doing construction on the ramp as you exit towards the I-97 spur. Only the right side of the ramp is open. Gets a little bit slow right through there. So far, Beltway is pretty much at the normal delay. West side now 795. Parkville side has filled in at Hartford Road. JFX, you're good. They're working on a water main break this morning in Conkeysville at York Road at White Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather channel says chilly start, but warming up and sunny later this afternoon, 75. Tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. Right now, sunny, 46 in Bel Air, and it is 48 in Edgewater. Let's take a phone call here. There's Tom in Catonsville. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. It's really great that we have these two judges as clear examples of the other side and what they're doing, but we need to take this very seriously because there is obviously a fifth column. I mean, for the last 4 years, there were teams of people in the last administration working to funnel these unvetted people in. Come to find out, there are hundreds of thousands of criminal alien gang members. USAID is funding them. Social Security is giving them Social Security numbers. The NGOs are assisting. Homeland Security is creating apps to fly them in unvetted. There are a ton of people. You know, there's basically two sides. There's our side and the evil side. And there are a lot of people on that evil side trying to bring this country down.
Yeah.
I really think the goal is to create this third world banana republic, narco-controlled terrorist country, where we're just living like people in Venezuela. And we need to remember that. It's very serious, and the big people aren't picking it up, not even Trump.
Yeah, well, I think he is, but I think the problem is there's so much resistance that he's having to push back against. He needs, number one, he needs to stop the bleeding on the immigration, which, by the way, tomorrow's the 100th day of his presidency, but he'll address this in Warren, Michigan. And thanks for the call, Tom. The other is we're starting to see some crackdown in areas we've never had before, and that is the marriage fraud when it comes to immigration. Mm-hmm. 10 Marylanders were arrested this week for trying to obtain immigration status by spending tens of thousands of dollars for a phony arranged marriage. The lengthy federal investigation, Operation Bargain Brides, announced in Baltimore this past Friday. The feds announced 14 people now in custody for immigration fraud as part of a year-long investigation into the alleged sham marriage ring. And they didn't take any questions. They didn't name any names. I think there's still a network out there that they're trying to get all the tentacles. And here is Special Agent from Homeland Security, Mike McCarthy.
Pretty sophisticated network of individuals who recruited, enticed, and groomed U.S. citizens, encouraged them to enter into fake relationships and fraudulent marriages, and submitted false representations to USCIS to unlawfully obtain immigration benefits.
The ringleaders are accused of charging up to $40,000 for each bogus bride and a groom matched up. More than 120 people paid that price tag, including 10 Maryland residents who showed up for scheduled immigration appointments and were arrested on Thursday. Here's the chief of staff for the USCIS, Aaron Calkins.
And we will not stop until we have identified and prosecuted every person involved. The aliens who tried to defraud the American people yesterday left our office in handcuffs. The message is clear. Do not engage in marriage fraud or you will seek serious consequences.
And while the alleged ringleaders are in custody, Bruce, and under federal indictment, officials said they're working to locate and arrest 100 others connected to Operation Bargain Brides. I think it would be a great time. Do you want to send a message? You went after Judge Dugan. There's this congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, that allegedly married her brother to commit immigration fraud to get into the United States from Somalia. I think that would be a great message to send if they would arrest her. Make her do the perp walk right out of the halls of Congress.
Yeah. I would think that would be very useful. Now, the question is how he confirmed that. But frankly, it's worth investigating. And during the last administration, of course, there was no interest at all from the Department of Justice in taking a look at Ilhan Omar and whether or not she participated in a fake marriage. Indications are she did, but you need the facts on the table in order to do something about it. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During this transition season, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Temps go from like 55 degrees all the way up to 85 in a heartbeat. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. And remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or at timkylecompany.com online. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up, Steve Moore on the Trump economy, and there's news on the Trump assassination.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder after police say he intentionally rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city over the weekend. 11 people killed, many more injured.
In Vancouver, a man drove an SUV into a crowd at a Filipino festival, killing multiple people and injuring scores more Saturday night. Police say they are confident it was not terrorism and have the 30-year-old driver in custody. Video shows a man surrounded by people screaming and swearing at him. That man says, "I'm sorry." Abigail Indisa was at the festival.
There's a car that went just through the whole street and just hitting everyone.
She says it was pure carnage.
Maybe 20 people down. And everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming.
Vancouver Councillor Pete Fry tells CTV it's a sad day.
I'm pretty choked up.
I'm Julie Walker.
And they held a vigil for the victims last evening. President Trump set to return to a state he won in 2016 and 2024. Tomorrow he'll hold a campaign-style rally in Michigan, Macomb County to be specific. That's north of Detroit. The Trump camp describing the event as a celebration of the most successful and monumental first 100 days of any administration in history. Predicting what he calls a bonanza for America, the president standing by his policy on tariffs. He's facing some strong headwinds in the form of criticism and dire predictions of a global economic meltdown. But the president insists the tariff hikes are already creating jobs, making America wealthy, and reducing or even eliminating some Americans' income taxes. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures are down 54 points. NASDAQ futures off 43, and the S&P futures 13 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Another problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This time it appears to be a broken down vehicle. Might be a wreck. Right lane, right tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're We're looking at the overhead shot right at the toll plaza, and it looks like right now the right lane may be blocked. I think I might just see the green arrow back up again coming south. So maybe they've just reopened that. But in the meantime, we're there long enough. We're already backed up on 95 from the toll plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel all the way back to the city-county line. Problems earlier, 895 also backed up towards Moravia Road and the city-county line. Yeah, see traffic moving again in the right lane of the right tube, but we'll keep an eye on that. Beltway, pretty much the normal delays. Nothing out of the ordinary on the JFX to this point. 95, 83, 795, and 70. All the normal drive times right now coming inbound to the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Clear and cold to start off this Monday, but later today, the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight, clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid-50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 45 degrees, Ellicott City 37. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dozens of new lawsuits have been filed against Maryland alleging sexual abuse in the state's juvenile detention facilities. Levi Konigsberg's attorneys have announced that with 85 newly filed lawsuits, the firm is now representing more than 650 survivors of Maryland juvenile detention sexual abuse. The lawsuits allege that the plaintiffs suffered repeated sexual abuse while in custody at one of 12 juvenile detention facilities across the state. No injuries reported after somebody detonated an explosive device near a southeast Baltimore Home Depot on Sunday afternoon. Police called to the 6300 block of Eastern Avenue for a report of an explosion at around 2 p.m. Investigators learned that a man had set off the device and fled. The bomb squad, FBI, ATF all responded to the scene. Police say the investigation is ongoing. And Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that have four people wounded across the city yesterday. Police in the Northern District say a 20-year-old man was shot in the 2800 block of Suffolk Avenue at around 7:30 last night. A 22-year-old woman shot at around 5:30 p.m. in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring. Both victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. In Northeast Baltimore, 18-year-old man shot in the 5800 block of Northward Drive at around 2 a.m. and a 32-year-old man was hit by gunfire in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. Victims all expected to survive. 706 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number from last night. 756. Pick 4, 5199. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Getting a little old, this refrain from manager Brandon Hyde following another poor Oriole pitching performance, this time by Dean Kramer.
I thought he threw the ball well besides the walks and a couple two-out hits, but right around that, he had a really good fastball today. Walks are definitely hurting us on the mound.
Reminds you of the old joke, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like to play? Kramer's numbers yesterday, 4 hits, 4 walks, 5 runs in 5 2/3, as the Birds get swept by Detroit, 7-0 was the final. Here's a couple numbers to chew on from the Tiger series in general. Walks, Baltimore issued 18, Detroit just 8. Runners in scoring position, Baltimore just 2 for 23, Detroit 10 for 30, a .333 batting average. coverage. In light of the Justin Tucker allegations, the Ravens raised some eyebrows with the selection of Mike Green out of Marshall with their second-round pick. Green has been investigated for a pair of sexual assault allegations. No charges have been filed either time. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta.
We understand the severity of what these allegations were, of course, but doing our due diligence, we are comfortable with Mike. I personally spent an hour and a half with him in my office, and I think the best is yet to come with him, and I'm glad we got him.
Mike Green led the NCAA in sacks last year, was 17. Coming up in 30 minutes, the pranking heard round the world, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, more of your calls and comments, AOC in 28, and there's three stories that the media has not really given that much attention to. The latest in the Trump assassination investigation, another Epstein accuser is dead, and the DEI pilot caused the crash at Reagan National. Of course, our top story is more on Steve Moore is here on the Trump economy, and it might be awakening soon.
Yeah, it might, depending on one or two things falling in place, but it could awaken and boom like crazy if things play out as we hope they will. Let me start with this, though. Kathy Jennings is the Attorney General in the state of Delaware. Why she was asked to opine on this is a bit of a puzzle to me. She has a degree in law, not in economics, but she was asked, and here was her answer as to the impact of the Trump economy on the state of Delaware.
People are not going to be able to afford their groceries. Grocery prices will go up, and small businesses will be decimated, in fact, destroyed. And while retirement savings for so many people have suffered historic losses in April as a result of many of Trump's moves, what's going to happen is that it's not just Wall Street. This is Main Street that will be affected.
Yeah, okay, fine. We got that. Again, I don't know if she has an undergraduate degree in econ or she's paid attention to this closely, but the opinion, actually, I think it's the fervent wish of most people on the left is for the economy to tank under Donald Trump so that they have a better chance of doing something in the off-year elections. I think that's going to be part of what you have to understand is the underpinning of all the comments from anybody on the political left about the Trump economy. They want it to do badly between now and 26. And then if they do well in the off-year elections, they want it to do really well so they can take credit for it.
Now, but you got to understand what he's doing here is also he's trying to rebalance the global economy and make trade fair once again for the United States. And he's got a lot of things pushing back on him. You got the European Union, you have the Chinese, which may have also just blinked in this economic war. So it's not just trying to turn the economy around; it's trying to not only turn it around but change the way the global economy works.
Yeah, and change the frankly the unfair tariffs that we in the U.S. been facing from not just our trading partners, but our next door neighbors. I mean, the Canadians have massive tariffs on things like American butter. I mean, it's in more than 100-200%. There's no justification for that except they want to protect their butter industry up there.
But again, it's not just tariffs. It's the non-tariff things,
right,
too. It's the subsidizing of state subsidizing of companies. There's the manipulating currency that China does really, really well.
Access to markets.
Yeah, exactly.
You restrict the ability of the U.S. to be in those markets.
We can sell any beef in Australia. We can't sell any rice to Japan. It's all part of the the way that we've been treated completely unfairly after, you know, pulling the world's fat out of the fire, not once, but twice.
Right. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, talking about pulling fat out of the fire. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Listen, what is this, a warm-up?
June 20th is coming.
Yeah, I know. Just trying to figure out which weapons I should be bringing.
Just your charm and your smile, Chuck.
Oh, it'll be just lovely. The right lane of the right tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is back open. That was a broken down vehicle there, just long enough to add to the backup. You know, we've had this almost the last 2-3 weeks in a row. We've had something almost every day at both the harbor tunnels. 895 right now, without any new problems, is still backed up. Not to Moravia Road right now, back to just beyond Pulaski Highway. And now with the new incident just cleared at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, they're backed up to the city-county line. So 25 to 30-minute delays from the tail end of the backup all the way through the tunnels as you're working your way south. 895 as you're going south, as you're exiting at the spur that takes you down to I-97. That backup is because of construction on that ramp, and it's only the right side of the ramp that's open. Normally, that's a two-lane ramp. So heads up south of Poteet Street as you're traveling south on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, a chilly start and sunny and warm later today, a high of 75 down into the low mid 50s for the low tonight. It'll be sunny, breezy, much warmer tomorrow, 83. And right now 49 in mostly sunny in Arnold, and it is 47 and sunny in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right. Of course, the president attended the funeral of Pope Francis over the weekend. And, of course, immediately, because he was wearing a blue suit, it went viral on the internet. How dare you wear a blue suit? It's a day of mourning. You should wear a black suit. Actually, blue is acceptable as well. Mm-hmm. And by the way, guess who else was in a blue suit? Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. Melania was mocked for wearing all black and having a black veil. Guess who also had was all in black? Jill Biden. So, again, the media is really stretching. But I think the most important thing coming out of this is the photograph. The photograph of Donald Trump seated in very close proximity to Volodymyr Zelensky. Okay, this was not telegraphed by the Trump administration. This was not on his schedule. So what does this tell us? And it was. And by the way, the photograph was released by the Ukrainian presidency. So this tells me this is CIA. CIA fingerprints all over this. CIA that's running these forever wars, and they want the Ukraine-Russia war. They want this photograph out there. This is un-Trump-like. I mean, normally he does this stuff in private. He does it behind closed doors. He doesn't have photographs like this taken like this. So I just think the CIA is behind this whole thing. I think the intelligence communities, Western intelligence, they actually control governments. And I think they're controlling ours.
Yeah, or manipulating it from the scenes.
You know,
push a lever here, a lever there.
Exactly. You know. This scene was purposefully staged. Okay, they wanted to get out there to put Zelensky, and this is a message to Putin. Hey, Zelensky's on a par with Trump. They're two world leaders, toe-to-toe, discussing your demise. And meanwhile, and Putin doesn't like it. He's okay with Trump. He hates the CIA, and as many others do. So the one thing that ruined their plans was they wanted Emmanuel Macron to be part of this stage photo op. In fact, a guy was seen pulling a third chair, and Trump goes over to Macron and forcefully tells him, and I don't know what he said, but a lip reader said it's something like, "You shouldn't be here." And Macron, by the way, ends up not in the photograph. So there was an attempt by the CIA to show Trump, Macron, and Zelensky together. And Trump said, nah, not on my watch. So Macron goes. And, of course, I just think this was all about Western intel trying to control government as it usually does. Trump delivered a statement on the current negotiations for ceasefire in Ukraine. And he said that there's no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns over the last few days. Makes me thinking maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along and has to be dealt with differently through banking or secondary sanctions. Too many people are dying. So Trump is about ready to meet the end of the rope here as far as the end of the line for Putin. He's ready to move on. He just doesn't want to do it. Not just yet. Because once you go there, then you basically said negotiations are over. He did, over the weekend, address the state of the Democrats, including one of their newfound leaders.
It's just so bad. Their policy is so bad. You know, they're great at cheating and they're great at certain things, but they are so bad on policy. They're so far off. When I watch them trying to prosecute the same things that they just lost an election in a landslide on, and they're still going through the same things. It's crazy. And they don't know who their leaders are. They have a new one, Crockett. Have you seen Crockett? Have you ever seen her talk?
Oh,
this is going to be their leader.
I hope she's the next candidate for president.
We can hope in one way, but in another way, it's pretty demeaning. It's demeaning to our country. But you don't see anybody out there.
Yeah, demeaning to our country. He's on with Glenn Beck on his Blaze TV. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, went toe-to-toe with Martha Raddatz, and she was trying to tell him it was a bad month for the stock market. And Bessent said, whoa, wait a minute, Martha. You're leaving one thing out.
When I look at the some of the things that are being published, there was a story 10 days ago that said, this is the worst April for the stock market since the Great Depression. 10 days later, the NASDAQ is now up in the month of April, and I haven't seen a story that says, oh, stock market has biggest bounce back ever. So
it certainly has gone back and forth.
I think a lot of this is media driven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it certainly has gone back and forth. Yeah, well, of course, they're not interested in the bounce back. Meanwhile, Trump on Truth Social said when tariffs cut in, many people's incomes will be substantially reduced, maybe even completely the income tax being completely eliminated. Focus will be on people making less than $200,000 a year. Also, many numbers of jobs are already being created, new plants, factories currently being planned. It'll be a bonanza for America. The External Revenue Service is happening. He also called for the person who operated Joe Biden's auto pen to be jailed. Good news, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth fired Susan Rice from the Defense Advisory Board on Friday, and she went off whining into the night. finally, Trump will deliver his 100th day office achievement speech in Warren, Michigan. We'll cover that for you tomorrow on day 100. Right now, day 99 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at delays on the Beltway, Parkville side now is Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop at Green Spring is coming up from the Sunshine there, right as you come after Park Heights Avenue. Bright sunshine right on the windshield, so that's backed up. Now the outer loop, this is a little strange. When it gets like this, I think something's wrong here south of Liberty Road. Okay, so we have all this traffic from Reisterstown Road, 795 to Liberty, and then right here at I-70, it suddenly just kind of goes away, and we're getting scattered sporadic traffic after that. So could be an incident, and like we know, there's no room there in the construction zone as you're coming south of Liberty Road. So I've been looking for it. I don't see it, but right now there may be an incident in that area. What's this new thing here on the Parkville side? Okay. Outer loop. West of 95, they're looking at something in the median here, and we're backed up there, and that's working its way over towards Bel Air Road, so that's a new incident there. It might be a wreck on the west side. So again, this traffic coming down the west side, coming down towards the area of I-70 from 795 and Reisterstown Road, could be something in that area right after Liberty Road. Just can't see it at this point. Get State Highway to turn the camera towards Windsor Mill Road, and we'll get a look at that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says sunny 75 today after a chilly start, and right now we're sunny and 50 in Parkville and 49 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here. Tom in White Marsh, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Tom could not hang with us. We'll try Kevin in Delaware.
Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Listen, it's beyond the pale to arrest a sitting judge at her offices, but it was perfectly okay to raid a president's house, private house, ex-president's private house, in the pre-dawn hours, and carrying pre-authorization to use deadly force.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. Point well taken.
And that's a great point. And well a sitting president, a former president, that was cooperating with the FBI at the time. So it wasn't like he was, and even that would have been unprecedented, but you're right. And there have been, look, they've already been blown out of the water on that because there have been sitting judges already that have been arrested for other charges. They're saying that judges can't be arrested. Sure they can. No one is above the law in the United States. Kevin, that's a great point. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 if you want to add your comments to the conversation. Back to Steve Moore. He said, look, there are a couple things that could happen. We have some bad poll numbers over the past weekend. Whether or not they're legitimate, those are the ones that are circulating around right now. I think they're very temporary. Steve Moore says the reason they're going to be very temporary is because if these deals happen that Donald Trump is working on, the economy is going to take off like a rocket.
It's been choppy waters for the economy over the last couple of months in the stock market. Trump appears to be really zoning in on those deals, and I can't tell you where they stand, but I can tell you that if he starts piling up these deals with Japan, with China, with Korea, with the Canadians, it's going to be very positive for the economy.
Not just positive for the economy, but add the deals to something else that I think will happen by Independence Day, by July 4th. And I think the Republicans will try very hard to make it happen by Republicans by the July 4th deadline, and that is tax cuts.
If he can combine that with getting the tax cut done, maybe by the 4th of July, I think you'll see just a resounding rebound in the not only in the stock market, but in the economy as well.
Yeah, and that's key. There'll be a tremendous rebound. Is the potential is there. Now, does he have to actually cut deals with 100 different countries? Not practically, no. Our biggest trading partners, Sean, are Mexico and Canada. They're about 80% of the deals we do overseas. Everything else is you know, either go to the Europeans, go to the Japanese. There are other deals we make. But only 6 or 7 countries on the globe actually matter as far as economics go when making a deal.
There's really only 6 or 7 or 8 countries that really matter that much. Obviously, Mexico and Canada. A lot of people don't realize that our biggest trading partners are Canada and Mexico, and then, of course, China and Europe and the UK. So if he can get those deals done, that's, you know, as I said, 6 to 7 to 8 countries. You know, the rest of the countries will probably fall in line. And even if they don't, they're not really that important to the U.S. economy.
Now, here's something that's really key that has not been talked about in the media here, because the swamp media doesn't want this to be a consideration as we think about what's going on globally. Our economy is in pretty good shape. You know whose economy is in pretty rough shape right now and whose economy would potentially belly out, I mean, just completely crash if they are denied the U.S. market? China.
The Chinese economy is in terrible shape. Their stock market has tanked. They cannot grow. In fact, they would go into a Great Depression if they don't have access to America's market. So Trump is using that, excuse the expression, that Trump card to force China to come to the negotiating table.
And I suspect China will come, although they're now saying, oh, we're not negotiating. Look, they're realists. Their entire economy is built on export. They have to have export for the Chinese economy to work.
Yeah.
If we cut off the major source of to whom they're going to export, they're in deep, deep trouble economically.
Well, China may have already blinked. They basically have created what they're calling exemptions to the tariffs, including emergency items for China. So they're all and the categories rather large under the quote emergency items that they will not tariff from the United States. So stay tuned. Up next, 3 stories you're not going to want to miss regarding the Trump assassination investigation, the Epstein accuser found dead, and the DEI pilot. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Well, if you were in southeast Baltimore yesterday, you heard a loud boom. Chances are you were somewhere within earshot of the Home Depot over on Eastern Avenue. No injuries reported after somebody detonated an explosive device near that Home Depot. Police were called to the 6300 block of Eastern Avenue for a report of an explosion about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Investigators learned that a man set off the device and then fled. The bomb squad, FBI, ATF all responded to the scene. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings left 4 people wounded across the city yesterday. Police in the Northern District say a 20-year-old man was shot 2800 block of Suffolk Avenue about 7:30 last night. 22-year-old woman was shot around 5:30 p.m. the 2700 block of West Cold Spring. Both victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. In Northeast Baltimore, 18-year-old man shot the 5800 block of Northwood Drive, and at about 2 a.m., a 32-year-old man hit by gunfire in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. Both of those victims also are expected to survive. Hartford County Sheriff's Office investigating a domestic-related stabbing in Abingdon. Deputies were called to the 400 block of Deer Hill Circle about 7:30 Sunday morning. They found the victim, who was taken to a hospital with injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. The suspect has been identified as 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maksud. The Sheriff's Office has released 2 surveillance photos of the suspect. One shows Maksud in the Abingdon Walmart at around 11:30 in the morning. The second shows Maksud in different clothing at around 4:30 p.m. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to please call the sheriff's office. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the 3s.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented 3-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 756, pick 4, 5199. And now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so this West Side Beltway, there are a couple of vehicles. It looks like two tractor trailers stopped on the right side. They were there on the shoulder, outer loop at Liberty Road, and they look like they were starting to move away from there. Whatever this is, I can't get State Highway to turn this camera at Liberty. The camera needs to go south so we can see down towards the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Whatever this is between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill. At one point, even the inner loop was looking at something right in that same area, just around Dogwood Road. So we need to get a look at that, but that's where the backup is. And then once you clear I-70, it's not too bad moving down from there towards Frederick Road. Inner loop through Pikesville is slow. The Parkville side is really backed up now, and it backs up almost all the way to 95. So it's 95 all the way around through Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, and Providence Road. Our 25 to 30 minute delays continue south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cool to start off this Monday, but later today, the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight, clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid-50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A depleted Oriole lineup faced perhaps the best pitcher in the majors yesterday, and the result was fairly predictable.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Little pump of the fist into the glove for Tarek Skubal. He just struck out the side.
Call courtesy of 97.1 The Ticket in Tigers Radio. Skubal was sensational. As usual, six innings of shutout ball. No walks, 11 strikeouts. Birds without Rutschman, Mullins, and Westberg go meekly. 7-0 the final. Postgame from the manager.
Yeah, that's three good players that, you don't have in the lineup, and but injuries do happen, and you know, we faced a really good starter today. It's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and top two or three, if not number one.
Birds come home now to face the division-leading Yankees, coming off a sweep last night of the Blue Jays. Orioles are in the cellar. They're 6.5 behind New York. Elsewhere in baseball, Saturday night, the D-backs' Eugenio Suarez completed the rarest of batting feats in MLB history.
Three swings for Gino, three homers.
Suarez!
Courtesy of D-backs TV, four homer games are more rare than perfect games, of which there have been 24, but they're not as rare as unassisted triple plays, of which there have been 15. Caps back in action yesterday at the Bell Center in Montreal. Teams were tied at 2 with 3:45 to play.
Strom, crisscrossing, closing. Mangiapane scores! Andrew Mangiapane with a snapshot sizzler!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumento, Mangiapane's first of the postseason. Two empty netters later, the Caps had a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead. Elsewhere in the NHL, the league's number one team, the Jets, were beaten again by the Blues. That series is tied at 2. NBA action, the Celtics with another bruising win, 107-98 over the Magic, 3-1 series lead for Boston. Lakers beaten again by the Timberwolves, 3-1 lead for Minnesota. The time now is 7:37 when we return the pranking of Shadur.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Hey, is this Shadur?
This is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints.
Of course, it wasn't Mickey Loomis, the GM of the New Orleans Saints. It was Jax Ulbricht, the son of the offensive coordinator or some coach for the Atlanta Falcons, who got the number for Shadur from his dad's iPad, who left it open on his desk in his home. You got to figure that one out, Atlanta. And he pranked Shadur. And here's my thing. Like, they filmed it, right? It was right. on YouTube.
Yeah.
How do you not think you're going to get caught?
They weren't. If you put it on YouTube, you're pretty sure you're going to get caught.
Yeah. They weren't thinking. I mean, or maybe they wanted to get caught, whatever the case may be. And that was quite the controversy over the way Shadur Sanders had dropping, because everybody thought he was going to be a first-round pick. Even Trump weighed in on it and saying that the NFL owners don't know what they're doing. So was there some kind of plot, or was Shadur just not good enough to go in the first four rounds?
Oh, no, he was definitely good enough to go in the first round. I think
it was his attitude?
Yeah, it was his attitude. Apparently, look, I wasn't there. This is just secondhand information, but it was reported that when he was doing interviews with the teams, he was playing video games.
Right.
I mean, think about this for a minute. Think about the difference between Shadur Sanders and Malachi Starks, the first-round choice for the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Homeless. He's humble. He's thankful.
Right.
I mean, you saw him in the video, right? You know, his demeanor. And then look at Shadur.
Yeah. But
Shadur from Dion, privileged.
But Shadur.
Attitude.
And Dion's son and Dion, yeah. Same kind of attitude.
Yep.
And he was
the apple doesn't fall far.
Superstar, yeah.
If you're Kevin Stefanski, just a final note, if you're Kevin Stefanski of the Browns, the coach, how much longer do you think the Browns wait to hire Dion?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Dion will get the best out of him.
Yeah, you're right.
But don't forget, as Gary says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree on the north side.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say the north side.
North side.
No.
Right.
I was actually thinking the south side,
okay.
To be honest.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you, Mr. Stein.
Okay.
Appreciate that. So now, actually, we know more about Shadur Sanders' prankers than we do the Trump assassin attempts.
Yes.
We really do. That's how sad it is in America today. But there is news there. House Task Force investigators revealed new information this week about the shooter who tried to assassinate presidential candidate Donald Trump in Butler. New mysteries about the July 13th attack. One, there were 10 rounds fired, okay? 8 by the shooter crooks, 1 by a local law enforcement officer, 1 by the sniper that took him out, okay? 6 of the shots fired by crooks are accounted for. They found a bullet hole in a hat. So all the bullet holes and impacts the FBI identified originated from north of the stage, and that was where Crooks was positioned.
Mm-hmm.
There is one round unaccounted for. They haven't been able to find it. So here's the question. Whose hat was it? Did the FBI determine the hole came from a bullet fired from a different direction? Or was this a fragment spun off from one of Crooks' bullets that may have hit the ricocheted and you know, fragmented or fractured or whatever? So there's still more mysteries now. I'm not starting any lone gunman stuff here, but it is interesting that they can't find a round, and then whose hat was, and the FBI is not saying.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's odd.
Yeah, that is odd. Secondly, the woman who said she survived Jeffrey Epstein and the abuse, that's Virginia Roberts Giuffre. Remember, she connected Epstein with Prince Andrew,
right,
and so on and
right,
so forth. Just last month, she posted on her Instagram account a picture of her bruised face detailing how she'd be involved in a car accident. She was allegedly told by doctors she had only days to live. And then she survived those 4 or 5 days. But here's what, in that accident, a school bus was driving at 110 kilometers directly at her.
Wow. And that's 7 miles an hour, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she survived that, only, we're told, then to allegedly take her own life in Australia where she had been living. This is not the first Epstein accuser allegedly to have committed suicide. I'm not buying it. I don't believe in coincidences. I think somebody tried to take her out with a school bus. When that didn't work, then they got her somewhere, somehow else. Because there's too much damaging information that she has on all of the people involved here.
Well, it could also be that if she had been put in prison, she might have magically hung herself.
Yeah.
Which happened, I guess.
And when President Trump said the DAI caused the crash in Reagan National, 67 dead, the New York Times is reporting that the female military Blackhawk chopper pilot ignored repeated commands from her co-pilot to change altitude and change course prior to her slamming directly into that jet. Rebecca Lobach, a Biden aide with 45 hours of flying experience, repeatedly ignored her co-pilot's commands. Why, we don't know. Did she not hear him? Was this an intentional act? Did something malfunction? We still don't have all the answers there, but we do know that Lobach's shocking negligence is what caused the crash.
It could be that it's as simple as she was a rookie and resented being told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that happens no matter what the gender is, but it is a tragic circumstance what happened there. 743, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. But wait a minute, Chuck, before you start, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So, folks, you got about a minute. Chuck.
Brought to you as a service, the Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The camera shot now looking down the Beltway from Liberty Road towards Windsor Mill, and I see all the lanes moving, and then at I-70, the lanes are also moving, but it gets a lot better, so there may have been something there just temporarily, but it's still a little strange that right there below I-70, there's not a lot of traffic, but from Liberty Road down through there, it's jammed up, and we're backed up almost back to Reisterstown Road, so that means we're going to be slow as well on the bottom end of 795. So it looks like there may still be something nearby. Not a lot of room to move off the roadway there in that construction zone. Inner Loop, Park Heights Avenue, Sunshine, there was the problem. Outer Loop is slow from 95 all the way to Providence Road. Both the tunnels still sitting there pretty much around the city-county line. We're moving everybody at last check, but still somewhere in the neighborhood. 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the tunnels. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system. Make sure you rotate your tires. Get ready for the summer driving now. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM weather channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny and warm day today, 75 after the chilly start this morning, and down to the low to mid-50s tonight, and then tomorrow sunny, breezy, and warmer, 83. Right now sunny, 50 in Severn, 51 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Ben in Pikesville is our contestant. We have a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug to award Ben if he correctly picks the fake news story. Ben, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning. Chucky, thanks for mentioning JFX again. I appreciate that again.
Yeah. You want to go first?
You didn't mention JFX again.
First, second, third, or last, Ben?
I'll go after Chuck.
After Chuck. Okay.
All right.
And you want to hear Chuck's pearls of wisdom, right?
100%.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. That's enough lying. Let's go forward.
All right. Story one. After the bomb of the controversial Snow White film, Disney out with a new controversial spinoff series called Andor. It's a Star Wars series, and in the series, it features a scene of an Imperial officer trying to rape an undocumented migrant. The incident, they're saying, is directly intended to mirror President Trump's policy of ending the flow of illegal immigration. Story two, the state of Washington does not recognize Easter or Yom Kippur as state holidays. And by the way, 9/11 isn't recognized either. But now Ramadan is going to be recognized as a state holiday. The month of conquest and jihad. Ramadan is a month of holy war and death for Allah. It means fighting the enemies of Allah, and it is now an official state holiday in Washington. And story three, a pilot imposter was caught boarding a Delta airline on Chicago on Saturday. The man had never flown a plane, was apprehended after an alert gate agent did not recognize him. The man said he was confident he'd be able to fly the plane as he practiced on a video game. He was detained for mental health questioning. Story one, Star Wars spinoff series depicts rape of an undocumented migrant. Story two, the state of Washington now recognizes Ramadan, but not Easter or Yom Kippur. Or story three, a pilot imposter caught at O'Hare Airport. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Two.
Chuck goes for two. Ben.
Two.
Two. All right. Just don't like he was. That was a pretty good impression, by the way. Kristen.
Right. Not two. I think that one is true. Again, I think they could all be probables, but I think I have to go with one. Star Wars is very woke, especially now that they're owned by Disney. But since that's supposedly a kid's show, theoretically, I'm going to hope that's fake, so I'll say one.
Kristen goes with one. Bruce.
Yeah, I suspect it's one as well. I think two and three are most probably true. And I think one is probably fake news.
All right, two for one, one of Chuck's mantras, and two for two.
Nice.
Nobody wants for story number three, the pilot imposter story. That is our fake news story of the day. Ben, thanks for listening and playing the game. Try again soon.
I got one for you, though. Southwest Airlines flight out of Chicago, from Philly to Chicago. A woman gets naked.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saw that.
And then as they're landing, she leaves part of herself behind.
Yeah.
Can I put it very politely?
Well, she defecated on the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe that assigned seat thing should be instituted right now.
I ain't sitting there.
No. Never.
Well, they had to take the plane out of service to, clean it up, so to speak. So
you would think.
Who knows whether there were drugs, alcohol, or mental health, or all of the above.
Or she's just an exhibitionist.
In that one. Well, even that is, for an exhibitionist, is
well,
just...
Well, we know one thing.
Pavoice.
She's not full of it anymore.
Yes, absolutely. She's now flying Pooples Express.
Quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, Pooples Express.
Digressing from that. There was a temporarily broken down vehicle, right lane, outer loop before the bridge at Windsor Mill. The Arrow Board truck just turned the lights out, and they're moving again. So that was part of the problem south of Liberty Road.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 7:50. And if you want to weigh on any one of those stories, the Trump assassination with a magic bullet in the hat, the Epstein accuser, are you buying that she committed suicide? Are you going to take that one hook, line, and sinker? And the DEI pilot, you can call us, let us know, 410-922-6680. Coming up at top of the hour, there's news about the MPRP lawsuit and two more law enforcement agents saying we're not going to enforce civil orders if they come down from a court. You listen to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
752, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Text in from John. He says, I definitely think the woman was taken out by the swamp, whether it was the Clinton, the same people who took out Epstein, etc., who knows. But there is no way that she took her own life. I have a friend that is deeply involved in trying to fight trafficking of minors, and she was in contact with her quite often, including a few weeks before this supposed suicide. This thing reeks of scandal. That's from Firefighter John. Yeah. Well, I tend to think
she's not the only one. There have been, I think, two others, if I'm not mistaken, that allegedly one was found dead in her home and had no medical illness whatsoever. Was healthy and again, a lot of this stuff that these assassins can use are untraceable and almost undetectable.
Well, what I noticed, it's odd how casual they become about this. They don't even try to hide it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, at least Fort Marcy Park, there was a vague excuse there, you know? Standards are slipping, folks. It's sad. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. Back up towards Annapolis right here, looking live, I-97, southbound at Route 32. It does get better after all this merging traffic moves down to the bridge at 178. And then from 178, we're clear down to the ramp where you come on to Route 50 and through that area. At least 50 between the Bay Bridge and the Severn River Bridge and over towards Ritchie Highway. All the lanes are open. Beltway still hurting a little bit. Going to be there for a while. We had a broken down vehicle right in that area where there was no shoulder on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. That's still backed up towards Pikesville. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow. The Green Spring and the Parkville side this morning has been jammed up from 95 all the way to Providence Road. I think Baltimore County just went out to a new wreck, maybe with a fuel spill near the city county line, Pulaski Highway at 68th Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your weather channel forecast. We start off a chilly part of the day, but as the sun came up, things start to warm up. We're going to get there eventually. 75, the expected high today. Right now, sunny and 52 in Bel Air, 52 in Edgewater. And you're up to date here on the morning drive. Coming up next, the latest on the MPRP lawsuit. And we have our clown car coming up. And a little bit later on, more on the judges. Two judges busted by the DOJ for obstructing justice when it comes to illegal aliens and harboring an illegal alien. It's all still to come here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is kind of an odd one for you folks. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She really would just as soon be president at some point. But first, before we get to her, I got to pass this along, Sean. There's a guy named Eugene Daniels. He is actually the head of the, I guess it's the Washington, D.C. Journalist Association of some sort. And they had a big pat-yourself-on-the-back thing this past weekend. Here's something to remember while listening to this soundbite. This guy works for MSNBC. So bear that in mind while you're listening to how impartial, he says, journalists are and how much they have to give up just for this difficult, difficult job they do.
We journalists are a lot of things. We are competitive and pushy. We are impatient. And sometimes we think we know everything. But we're also human. We miss our families and significant life moments in service to this job. We care deeply about accuracy and take seriously the heavy responsibility of being stewards of the public's trust. What we are not is the opposition. What we are not is the enemy of the people, and what we are not is the enemy of the state.
All right. I'm going to call foul here for just a couple of seconds. First of all, I doubt that very many in the audience were actually journalists. Somebody who works for MSNBC is not in a very good position to argue that we are all neutral and we're giving up so much just to do this job. We miss events with our families. Here's a newsflash, sport. Everybody does. Everybody in every industry does. There's nothing special about you, about the sacrifices you're making. And if you're going to twist news to suit your particular agenda, people aren't going to view you as journalists anyhow. So to stand up there and tell a bunch of other opinionated individuals, we're really good, we're really nice, we're really swell people, and we're not enemies of the state, really? Then stop twisting the damn news.
Yeah, but one of the guys from Axios got up there during the dinner and basically said, we blew it on the Biden mental decline, the media hid the fact. That's the reason why people don't trust us, and we're going to have to start telling the truth if we ever expect to regain their trust. So there was a moment of at least some introspection when it comes to the part of the media.
Yeah, but that statement was met with kind of a meh.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And this guy's statement, oh, big applause. Yeah, we're good. We're swell. And we give up so much. Sometimes I have to miss lunch. come on. I mean, we give up events with our families. Sean, in this industry and in every industry that I can think of, there are times when one has to miss family events, where one misses something that is important. But my God, to say, pat me on the back because I call myself a journalist and I'm missing these important events because nobody else misses them. Nobody else in the world actually misses these kinds of events. Only us, quote, journalists do. Give me a flipping break. I mean, seriously. Enough of that. All right. Rant over. Senator John Kennedy says, look, it seems to me that the Democrats have a major problem here, and that includes these Democrat journalists.
I think the Democrats are trying to appear more manly. Just a thought, but they may want to consider first getting rid of their man purses and their organic broccoli. Dark woke, light woke, mellow yellow woke, it's still woke. And that's the Democrats' problem.
Yeah, the Democrats' other problem is, who are they going to run for the presidency in 2028? And the woman who seems to be kind of in the lead right now, this can all disappear in a moment, of course, but right now it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I hope she does run. I understand, I listened to her speech. I understand her slogan is going to be change begins with a mustard seed, which I think is interesting. I guess if Governor Pritzker runs, his slogan will be you can have a tummy and still be yummy. I don't know. I just think with the congresswoman, if you scratch the surface, you get more surface.
Period.
Yeah.
That's the best summation of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez I've ever heard. When you scratch the surface, you get more surface. That's all there is to it, folks.
Ah, boy, he has got away with the language, doesn't he?
You got a tummy, you can still be yummy.
All right, stick with us here. Up next, the NPRP lawsuit. Two more law enforcement agents saying, we're not enforcing civil orders.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Wisconsin judge is facing charges for allegedly helping an illegal alien escape arrest by ICE agents. The Mexican national was in Judge Hannah Dugan's courtroom for a hearing on charges stemming from the beatings of a couple of people. Dugan's accused of facilitating the escape of the accused and his attorney when the federal agents showed up. Matthew Continetti is a public policy analyst with the American Enterprise Institute.
This type of behavior actually isn't unsurprising. When you consider some of the radical rulings that have been coming from lower court judges during the Trump administration.
Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network that activist judges have, in effect, declared war on the duly elected president of the United States and his policies.
The nationwide injunctions just halting policy across the country because the politics of the judge are different than the politics of the election.
A 30-year-old suspect under arrest in connection with a deadly weekend attack in Vancouver. 11 people were killed when a driver rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city. Eyewitness Pete Fry tells Canada CTV it is heartbreaking.
I didn't even know what to say. This was a great day. Wonderful event. Huge community event. And have ended in tragedy like this. It won't break us or the community, but it's horrible.
It's election day north of the border. Canadians going to the polls today, deciding whether to keep the Liberals in power or put the Conservatives in the driver's seat in Ottawa. Some say it's actually a referendum on Donald Trump, given the tariffs issue, as well as questions about Canadian sovereignty and national pride. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 21 points. NASDAQ futures off 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
8:03 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, if you're northbound above the city-county line, the bridge at Old Pimlico Road, there's an incident here in the left-hand lane. I can't quite tell. It's in the shade, so I don't know if it's a broken down vehicle or it's an accident, but nevertheless, center lane and right lane open as you're leaving the city going out to Ruxton Road, and right now it doesn't look like anybody's behind it. So northbound from the city county line, you're going to start to see a backup. You'll have to get over to the center and the right. Southbound, really can't see it, so there's no impact right now coming down from Ruxton Road and through that area. But the tunnel's still in the area, 20 to 25 minute delays. Southbound, the lanes are moving. A little bit more traffic around 395. And now we're back to just the normal delays most areas on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cool to start off this Monday, but later today the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid-50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now Pikesville has 39 degrees and Aberdeen has 41 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Harford County Sheriff's Office is investigating a domestic-related stabbing in Abingdon. Deputies called to the 400 block of Deer Hill Circle around 7:30 Sunday morning. They found the victim, who was taken to a hospital, injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. The suspect has been identified as 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maksud. The Sheriff's Office has released two surveillance photos of the suspect. One image shows Maksud in the Abingdon Walmart at around 11:30 in the morning. The second shows him in different clothing at around 4:30 in the afternoon. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to please call the sheriff's office. Baltimore's Brandon Scott will join other members of the Democrat Mayor's Association today to talk about the Trump administration's, quote, first 100 days of chaos, cruelty, and broken promises. The mayors will be taking part in a webinar regarding President Trump's agenda, which they say is reckless. The mayors also plan to discuss how they're leading the way and showing leadership and solutions for working people. Dozens of new lawsuits have been filed against Maryland alleging sexual abuse in the state's juvenile detention facilities. Levi Konigsberg's attorneys have announced that with 85 newly filed lawsuits, the firm is now representing more than 650 survivors of Maryland juvenile detention sexual abuse. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 7, 5, 6, pick 4, 5, 1, 9, 9. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, get
Gary Stein on sports.
Yankees and Orioles tonight at Camden Yards as the Birds return home after what can only be described as a dismal road trip. 1-5, falling to a season low 10-17 and 6.5 games behind New York. In the East, Birds send Tomo Sugano to the hill tonight at 6:35. Yankees counter with right-hander Will Warren. How about this revelation from Ravens first-round pick Malachi Starks on Saturday?
As a kid, I was homeless twice. And I kind of, there was a period of time where I didn't really see my parents because they were working, you know, day shifts, night shifts, whatever the case may be. But I've never seen them not work for anything. And that kind of, I saw it and it turned me to who I am today.
Like, how do you not root for a guy like that? And then there's this from sixth round pick Bilal Kone, a cornerback.
People that I wanted to make proud, my little brother. And so me and my brother always fought like that for him. We always put our best foot in front, not for us, but because of my little brother.
Kone's younger brother died a few years ago on April 26th. Kone was drafted on April 26th. Coming up in 30 minutes, a heartbreaker for Maryland lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
I'm sorry. On the way out, I said, I've got to go look up the NASCAR or Cup Series right now. Isn't Talladega Nights? Wasn't that a movie? I said, that's right, Ricky Bobby, it was.
The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. The Baltimore County Council redistricting, you know, they expanded it.
Yeah.
It's from 7 to 9 members. And, well, if you're a Democrat, you'll be really, really happy. If you're a Republican, not so much. More on the both those judges who were busted by the FBI on Friday, one in Wisconsin, one in New Mexico. But our top story here today, a couple of energy stories. Number one is they're trying to argue that we need to string these power lines, these transmission lines across northern Baltimore County, Carroll, Frederick County for the MPRP. This is for Virginia data centers. And the like. And since the developers of the MPRP have filed a lawsuit in Maryland courts, residents named the lawsuit are now trying to respond. The lawsuit filed by a PSEG asked the court to give the developers access to landowners' property to conduct surveys they say are necessary to complete their project application with the state. According to the lawsuit, quote, the company seeks an order that permits the company to access the properties until the date that the PSC issues a decision on the CPCN to the company so that the company may perform the studies. One of those people affected and named in the lawsuit is Baltimore County resident Charlie Bond. He owns more than 70 acres of land in rural Baltimore County named in the lawsuit, and he has not granted PSEG access to his property. His message to PSEG?
Leave. Stop. Stop harassing me and our family. You know, stop harassing our community. You know, and, you know, go back to PJM and come back with a better alternative for achieving, you know, the energy needs of Northern Virginia.
Yeah, certainly certainly not Maryland. And basically, the company's asking for complete access to his land.
I think when it first came in, pretty overwhelmed. PSEG is a private corporation. They're looking for unfettered access to our property.
Yeah, unfettered, meaning that any time, day or night, and they can't be stopped. And he says this lawsuit is rather voluminous, and it is going to take some time to get through it.
What they're requesting in this lawsuit is pretty egregious. I feel a little bit violated. They're not just looking for, you know, very specific, isolated access. They're not really asking for permission or putting any conditions on it. They are looking for unconditional access to our property. Everything you see here, I might as well make a duplicate key to my house for them.
Yeah. And he said, you know, another reason, you know, of course, you got the threat of eminent domain, which in Kelo versus New London, they ruled that, yeah, they can take private land for private companies, private corporations. There's Supreme Court precedent on this, so that's not good news. He said, but the other is the pressure and the cost. Imagine what it costs now to have to hire an attorney to go fight this in court. And that's another thing. They just try to wait you out and bleed you dry. You know, and all to get, what, 10 cents on the dollar for your land?
There is a massive amount of pressure being applied by PSAG, you know, and they're always pushing this very aggressive schedule. We have done nothing wrong here, but we are now being forced to engage with legal counsel and, you know, spend our savings to basically represent ourselves to, you know, defend our property rights.
And so not only are they going to take their land, they're going to bleed their bank accounts dry while doing it. You know, this is not America.
Tactic.
This is not America, folks.
Yeah, the change from public purpose to public use in the Kelo decision, that's a massive change. By the way, a great book I'd recommend by Richard Epstein. It's a wonderful constitutional attorney called Takings. If you can find it, read it. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
This is a wreck on the JFX northbound. It's right at the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. So once you get north of the city-county line, they're sitting in the traveled portion in the left-hand lane. So far, it doesn't appear to me that there's a police car there. So they're sitting there with their flashers on. They're in the shade. You're coming out of the bright sunshine. So just make sure you're in the center and the right-hand lane as you're coming north. I'm still seeing some cars almost running right up to the rear end of this accident. So be on the lookout for that. If you're coming up from Northern Parkway, there's no impact at all on the southbound side. I don't even think they can see it as you're coming south. So we'll keep an eye on that. We still have delays, of course, in and around both the tunnels. Southbound coming down from the city-county line. And, of course, on the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, 795 is still pretty well jammed up. It's the usual spot from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, chilly start, but the sunshine is going to warm things up. About 75 today, even warmer tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, 83 for tomorrow. So that cold front that came through late Saturday chilled things down Saturday night, down into the 40s. So right now, sunny, 54 in Dundalk, rather, and 53 under sunny skies in Severn. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is 8:15, time for us to head to the circus to figure out which lefty has lost it this time. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and boy, this woman is a trip and a half. Her name is Frederica Wilson. She is a congressperson, and she has some rather specific advice for her constituents as to how they should deal with the Trump administration and with anything that doesn't go their way.
I've been giving out the phone numbers to the House of Representatives and to the Senate. There's one number. That number you call and you threaten it. You have to do that. It's going to take the people. I've talked myself into oblivion. We need the people. We need an uprising where people are taking to the streets and the phones and writing letters. That's what we need.
You call them up and you threaten them. We need people in the streets. Oh, that's not really nice. Frederica, you're an empty hat. She's the one with the hats.
Yeah.
You're just really, you're telling your constituents to call up and threaten other congresspeople? Nice. Real nice. Get back in the clown car and get out of here before we have you put in jail. Just amazing.
Yeah. She's one that wears the cowboy hats?
Yep.
Yeah.
She is. Yep.
From Florida?
Yes.
I think, yeah. Unreal.
She chose to make this statement, by the way, standing next to an interstate. So editing this required a lot of sweetening of the sound, because otherwise all you would hear was...
You remember last week we played the governor saying that I stand with the people?
Yeah.
And then I'm opposed to eminent domain. Well, he's got a new statement out, lengthy statement from his office, saying that basically, you know, they had a study, and he's concerned about the farmers, the small business owners, and the residents, blah, 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 blah. But here's what he says he did. The governor's directly met with PJM to share his concerns. Also, he signed a letter with governors of several states imploring PJM leadership to embrace without delay opportunities to work collaboratively on transmission planning. So he signed the letter.
Yeah.
Well, we should be...
There you go.
And we should be thankful that he signed a letter. It means nothing, folks. And I'll tell you why. Well, look, I'll give you the good news first. The good news is Baltimore County Police and Maryland State Police will not intervene in the transmission line disputes. They will not intervene or help serve those civil orders. We already had Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County saying they weren't going to do it. And the Baltimore County Police said no. And now the Maryland State Police have also said no. So good luck enforcing those. But here's what tells me the fix is already in. House Bill 382 right now sits before the governor's desk waiting to be signed. It is criminal and civil trespass professional land surveyors exception. So they've crafted a bill to carve out one group of people, and one group of people only, land surveyors. You know, the kind that are going to be on... The access to property of Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County? You can't make this stuff up, folks. As I said from the very beginning of this, the fix is in. And it doesn't matter what delegates and what state senators do, and what anyway, it probably doesn't even matter what the governor does. There's big money in this. And there's big money in taking people's land and paying them 10 cents on the dollar and destroying their legacy, their farms, their history, their families. And this is what the state does, the all-powerful state. When they want something, they will ruin your life to get it.
Yeah. This happened in Baltimore City years ago. I have friends whose dad had a business down in what is now, you know, the once fancy Inner Harbor. They condemned it. They paid him roughly a dime on the dollar for what the property was worth. He lost a tremendous amount of money because the state, as it were, wanted his property, and they were going to take it regardless.
Yeah. And that's what we used to think before the Supreme Court and their wacky decision on Kelo versus New London, that they could only take it for, you know, public use, meaning highways or, you know, again, things that were going to benefit the public. Not apartment complexes, not business industrial parks, where private companies, private corporations enrich themselves. I have nothing against corporations, but I don't think they should take your land and pay you squat for it. Especially if you don't want to sell it. You don't want to sell.
Right.
Find some other place to put your industrial park. In this particular case, I'm still holding firm that using existing power lines, it was feasible, but there wasn't as much money in it. It's 8:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
8:23 right now, Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Berner Johnson.
There's been a little bit of a change here on northbound side, JFX. They got these vehicles out of...
got them their vehicles doing stuff, eh?
I'll tell you what, they done messed this thing up. They went from the left-hand lane block to the whole damn road's block now.
Oh, perfect.
All right. The... waiting for this last guy to get out of the left-hand lane, but they have everybody stopped northbound just above the city county line, right at the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. They're trying to get this guy. There he goes. He's just slowly moving now, and they'll be on the right shoulder, and then State Highway will open everything up. Bless their heart. They're doing the best they can to get everybody out of the road, but they done messed this thing up northbound. Southbound? Didn't I sound like John Kennedy just then?
Exactly like him.
The southbound
it's amazing.
It really is. Unfortunately, we don't look alike. This outbound side.
Fortunately for him.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but I knew you would, my dear friend Bruce. Southbound traffic on the expressway, can't see it. So ain't no backup at all southbound right now. We'll go away from that. I'm Chuck Whitaker.
Sound more like James Carville.
Oh, my God, not that. That boy's death eating. That's death eating a soda cracker right there, boy. I'll just go ahead. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sharpen your aim. Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Well, Charles says a chilly start, but a little bit later on, sunny, warm, 75. And tomorrow, even sunny, well, I guess it'll be breezy and warmer, 83 for your Tuesday. Right now, it is 55 and sunny in Parkville, and it is 55 downtown under sunny skies. 8:25, let's take a phone call here. Patty's in Hartford County. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, fellas. There's so much I could say and more. I'm going to tell you that PJM is hell-bent on wanting a new pathway through Maryland. They tried it with the TransSource project in 2017, and we forced it onto existing infrastructure. But this is a new pathway that they're seeking to move electricity out of Pennsylvania. But, you know, I feel for these landowners that are battling the Maryland Piedmont project. They have to spend their own money to defend their land and their livelihoods in court. And the sad part is that PSEG will get all the money that they spend on this project back if it's denied by the PSC. Ratepayers will pay for PSEG's lawyers. Ratepayers will pay for their engineering studies and any money they sink. And, you know, the current FERC Commissioner Christie has written time and time again that the incentives that these transmission companies get to build these projects is unjust and unreasonable because it requires the ratepayers to be the piggy bank and the insurer for these projects, and that should end. And I know he's working towards that end. Just last week, one of the commissioners resigned at the request of the Trump administration so that President Trump can appoint another commissioners that will make the commission 3 Republicans to 2 Democrats. And I'm hopeful that Commissioner Christie's repeated demands that FERC readjust these FERC candy, he calls it, of incentives that raise our electric bills over and over again for these unwanted projects. Just as an example, he has the what they called the PATH project that was canceled by PJM in either 2011 or 12, the Potomac Appalachian transmission high line that never had a shovel in the ground, never put a piece of steel in the ground, that cost ratepayers $250 million in sunken costs because of the FERC candy. And it's time those things change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Great point. And we get screwed either way in these cases. Patty, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Meanwhile, there's another energy issue out there. It's called the Renewable Energy Certainty Act. And the Democrats passed this, and they basically want to put solar panels up, and a lot of these are going to be on the Eastern Shore where there's available land. Here's Delegate C.T. Wilson on this act.
It prevents counties from using overly restrictive zoning laws to block solar and energy storage projects that meet state standards.
Yeah, and Delegate Jeff Grice, he represents a lot of these counties on the Eastern Shore.
At the rural areas, it's going to go there first, just because it's just less expensive for the solar company.
Yeah,
exactly. I have an idea. Put them first in your homes. All right. You know, you got a nice two-acre lot. Fine. Fill the entire yard with solar panels.
That's what Delegate Wilson, he was criticizing Delegate Grice, for the NIMBY syndrome.
There's always the NIMBY. The problem is, right now we're trying to have some input on where our generation comes in before that next round of transmission comes in, and we get blindsided with very little input because it becomes a PJM out-of-state decision, and we are just left hanging because we don't generate what we need to here. And I think we've been eating that for quite a while because nobody wants transmission lines either. They don't want solar, and at the end of the day, so when we have these meetings, it can't just be an emotional. We don't rule on emotion. It has to have something more to it.
Now, I had a scientist tell me that you could pave over the entire Eastern Shore with solar panels, and it would not be enough to meet the needs of Maryland energy crisis. And it is a crisis caused by the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Law Office of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. And they are the best, or one of the best, I think, when it comes to personal injury assistance because of the reputation. They put your recovery priority number one, then you get better. And you don't have to worry about anything else. They'll take care of everything else. And I really do mean everything, from dealing with the insurance companies, from, diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled. A lot of firms won't touch it because there's not a lot of billable hours in that. And, of course, if you need a doctor, they'll find you a doctor. They'll advance medical costs if need be. So it's something that they've looked at this over the years and taken a holistic approach, and it does benefit you. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore's Brandon Scott will join other members of the Democrat Mayors Association today to talk about the Trump administration's first 100 days of chaos, cruelty, and broken promises. That is a quote. The mayors have been taking part in a webinar regarding the president's agenda, which they say is reckless. The mayors also plan to discuss how they are leading the way and showing leadership and solutions for working people. Dozens of new lawsuits have been filed against Maryland alleging sexual abuse in the state's juvenile detention facilities. Levi Konigsberg's attorneys have announced that with 85 newly filed lawsuits, the firm is now representing more than 650 survivors of Maryland juvenile detention sexual abuse. The lawsuits allege that the plaintiffs suffered repeated sexual abuse while in custody at one of 12 juvenile detention facilities across the state. No injuries reported after somebody detonated an explosive device near a southeast Baltimore Home Depot Sunday afternoon. Police called to the 6300 block of Eastern Avenue for a report of an explosion about 2 p.m. Investigators learned that a man set off the device and then fled. Bomb squad, FBI, ATF all responding. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that left 4 people wounded across the city on yesterday alone. Police in the Northern District say a 20-year-old man was shot, the 2800 block of Suffolk Avenue, around 7:30 last night. 22-year-old woman shot around 5:30 p.m. the 2700 block of West Cold Spring. In northeast Baltimore, an 18-year-old man shot in the 5800 block of Northwood Drive at around 2 o'clock in the morning, and a 32-year-old man was hit by gunfire in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. All victims are expected to survive. Big three lottery number is 756. Pick four, 5199. And next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
8:33, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the JFX now is on the right shoulder. And if you're coming up from the city-county line, you'll see it in plenty of time. And most of the backup, which was there, has now gone. There's a new broken-down vehicle on the Beltway on the outer loop right at the bridge at Liberty Road. Kind of crowding the right lane, and they're looking at it. So we're still backed up as you're coming south from 795. The inner loop towards Green Spring, the Parkville side is still slow anywhere from Bel Air Road and Hartford Road all the way around to Providence Road. And we still have delays. We're moving traffic, but we're still backed up as you're working your way south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to start off this Monday, but later today the high should approach 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south. And tonight clear, the low eventually dropping into the low to mid 50s. A breezy and even warmer Tuesday with some sun at a high near 83. There'll be a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high of 83 again. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Couple of Orioles numbers that won't surprise you as the Birds come home tonight to face the Yankees. Team batting average tied for 27th in the league at 233. Team batting average with runners in scoring position tied for 27th at 201. Team on base percentage, 25th. By the way, the Yankees are number one. Orioles also are 27th in walks. Team ERA, Baltimore last in the majors at 5.37. First pitch tonight at 6.35 with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. NASCAR Cup Series, the Jack Link 500 at Talladega. What a finish it was.
Into the trial, the final time, jostling three wide behind the first two rows. Cindric, Priest at the line.
Cindric.
Austin Cindric's dramatic last lap pass earns his first and Team Penske's first trophy of the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series. Cindric's number two, Penske, four, pulled ahead of Fenway Racing driver Ryan Preece is number 60 by the length of a front hood to claim a .022 second victory in Sunday's Jack Link 500. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta overall pleased with his team's 11 draft pick haul, but acknowledging the one area he still needs to address.
That's great, and probably the one thing we couldn't do is get that big, wide-body type guy. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll assess and address after the draft, and, you know, we're already starting to talk about that. So,
well, of course, with Michael Pierce retiring in the offseason. Local connections to the draft, Maryland players chosen six. Ty Felton, Ruben Hippolyte, Jordan Phillips, Dante Trader, Caden Prather, and Tommy King-Bisotti, six players were the most since 1986. Two Towson University players will get their chance to prove themselves in the NFL, undrafted free agents, tight end Carter Runyon signing with the Raiders, and defensive lineman N'Baku Fortobo picked up by the Baltimore Ravens. College lacrosse, a heartbreaking loss for the Maryland women, 8-7 to Northwestern in the Big Ten final. Terps goalie J.J. Soriano out of the Bryn Mawr School in North Baltimore, a career-high 18 saves, but allowing the game winner with 15 seconds left to play. The time now is 8:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
That NASCAR finish really was something.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Who?
I'll tell you. Imagine that.
He kept us in suspense.
I thought he was talking about a driver named Who. I realized
that's first base.
Yeah, yeah. I had no realization that there were Chinese drivers.
Wow. Hey, on this date in baseball history, actually this past Friday, I missed it and I neglected. It probably was the greatest play in Major League Baseball history. And that was Rick Monday, the Cubs outfielder, picking up the flag.
Yes.
Remember that back in 1976?
Yep.
April 25, 1976, American protesters, two jumped the wall at Dodger Stadium, laid out the flag in center field, were ready to burn it, and Rick Monday, center fielder for the Cubs, comes up, picks it up, drapes himself in the flag, runs off the field. Greatest play in Major League Baseball.
You wonder if that would happen today.
If they would come onto the field or he would pick it up?
They would pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wonder.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It was a different time, different era. Different
I think it depends on who the players are.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of players who are very strongly pro-American.
That's true.
Right, but there are a lot of players who aren't from here.
Yeah.
But actually may still enjoy the opportunity that this land gives them. Who knows?
I think out of all the sports, it could happen in baseball.
Yeah.
You say who knows? See, again, same guy.
That driver. Thank you for that, by the way.
Again. Yes, you got it.
8:38. 22 minutes for the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Chuck Schumer, he's all upset because he says Donald Trump and this administration, Pam Bondi et al., they're killing independent judiciary.
You cannot have a democracy without an independent judiciary, and they're trying to clip the wings of that independence.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Please point to me where there's an independent judiciary. I'd like to know.
Well, they're independent of the other branches of government, I think is what he's saying. But, of course, they're not. It always says that the Supreme Court says they don't read the headlines, but they do. Pam Bondi says, let's talk about what Schumer is implying, that somehow we're going out there and getting these judges who are fine, upstanding individuals, and we're kicking them out for political purposes. Let's start in Milwaukee.
You cannot obstruct a criminal case, and really, shame on her. She put the lives of citizens at risk, a street chase, which is absurd that had to happen. But yes, she put a lot of people at danger.
Now she's talking about Judge Dugan, who was arrested this past weekend.
By the way, she used to work for Catholic Charities, which has also been one of the
repository
guilty parties in enabling and aiding and abetting illegal immigration in this country.
Now, for those of you who may think, well, come on, now, all she did was let some poor illegal sneak away for a couple of minutes. Pam Bondi says, let me tell you about this individual's background.
To set the stage, this guy was in court being prosecuted by a state prosecutor for domestic violence battery. He had beat up two people, a guy and a girl, beat the guy, hit the guy 30 times, knocked him to the ground, choked him, beat up a woman so badly they both had to go to the hospital. It's so rare for victims to want to cooperate. They wanted to cooperate.
So that's Bondi talking about the guy that Judge Dugan snuck out of the back door. He was not a nice guy. He isn't simply some guy who's trying to make ends meet. This guy was a brutal guy. But no, it's okay because you cannot ice get him. So that would be a worse crime than letting a brutal man back out of the streets to threaten those around him.
I found out about this the day it happened. We could not believe, actually, that a judge really did that. We looked into the facts in great depth. You cannot obstruct a criminal case, and really, shame on her. It was a domestic violence case of all cases, and she's protecting a criminal defendant over victims of crime.
Yeah, a domestic violence case. Now, one final soundbite from Pam Bondi, and that is on the other judge who was taken into custody this past weekend. Actually, the perp walk out to the car was a wonderful thing to see, and that's Judge Kano. Here is Pam Bondi on that fine judge.
He's charged with obstruction. He is charged, he admitted post-Miranda. He took one of the TDA members' cell phones himself, took it, beat it with a hammer, destroyed it, and then walked the pieces to a city dumpster to dispose of it to protect him. The wife also is charged with destroying evidence.
It went on, by the way, to say, then this guy takes this member of TDA, gives him an AR, and says, the shooting range is right down there. Go practice. You're basically saying to somebody who's a Trinity Agua, go be a better shot?
This guy, that would be a felony. If you give a gun like that to a convicted felon, that itself would be a felony.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, before you buy the, oh, they're just picking on judges they don't like, these two individuals clearly broke the law. And, look, as Hugh Hewitt said, the judge's robes are not a cloak of invisibility. They are subject to the same laws as the rest of us. Period.
Yeah. Well, no one, where have we heard that before? No one is above the law. No man, no woman, no one is above the law.
843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic with all the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, a man even better looking than Senator John Kennedy. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with it. About JFX. The accident is on the right shoulder. No impact at all now. That's completely cleared out. Just spotted what appears to be a minor wreck southbound BW Parkway, just south of the Beltway. It's on the right shoulder. Just want to give you the heads up there. There's a flashing light area just on the right side. The ramp traffic is open, and really the parkway itself, not too bad, but several vehicles, including what appears to be a work truck, at least on the right side. Some slowing, getting a little better now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnel. And really, the Beltway is now just the normal delay. Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, that disabled vehicle on the outer loop at Liberty Road. It's a big truck. It's off to the right side. It's only adding to the heavy traffic working its way south, eventually down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says chilly start, but sunny and warmer a little bit later on this afternoon. Overnight, it'll be 75 today, about 55 tonight, and then breezy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 83. So maybe some shower activity by Wednesday or Thursday of this week, but at least a good start to the first part of the week weather-wise. And right now we're looking at 55 in Arnold, and it is 57 in Forest Hill. And it is time to for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A woman in Minnesota named Brianna Bortner says her dog knew she had breast cancer before she or her doctors did.
So from the time that...
Here's Brianna talking about how her cockapoo named Mochi, became fixated on her breasts.
So from the time that I found the lump to the time where I got the phone call that said, hey, this is breast cancer, my dog started just to become like really fixated on my breast. I had always heard of the stories of where people... you know, say that their dogs could sense things, you know, whether it be pregnancy or death or illness. And so I was, at the time, I was like, oh yeah, this is not good. Once I got the call that confirmed that the lump was cancerous, I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's known.
Yeah, how about that? She did 16 rounds of chemo, finished up her treatments about a year ago, and she is cancer-free, and thanks to Mochi, her dog. Her little cockapoo.
That's very cool.
Speaking of cockapoos, Radical Jamie Raskin had something to say about the arrest of two judges on Friday.
And now they're arresting judges, and the first felony criminal charge brought against Judge Hannah Dugan in Wisconsin is interfering with a legal proceeding, which is essentially what they've been doing all along, what Judge Boasberg is about to hold them in criminal contempt for, and has found that there is probable cause for criminal contempt, is that they deliberately ignored and defied his order not to take off in those airplanes headed for El Salvador and not turning the airplanes around. So on the logic of this arrest of Judge Dugan, all of the people in the Trump administration who participated in defying that order by Judge Boasberg themselves could be arrested for interfering with a legal proceeding and perhaps other criminal charges like kidnapping.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're kidnapping the judge, you know, using, and by the way, they had a double handcuffer, too. She didn't fit into the normal handcuffs.
Well, yeah, she's not a small gal.
No. But again, this, she has a lifelong commitment to open borders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is something that, it's unbelievable, really, when you get right down to it, that the so-called independent judiciary does not exist. So people keep asking me, well, so why are the Democrats doing this? Why are the Democrats risking, this is an 80-20 issue. Nobody wants MS-13 gangbangers who beat their women, who are trafficking in human beings. Nobody wants them in their state, let alone their country. Why are they doing this at great risk? Well, we have found the answer, at least in part, and that is a California state Republican. I can't remember his name right now. I apologize. I'll get it for you here shortly. But He was on with One American News over the weekend, and he talked about what they have found, how these illegal aliens are being registered to vote. Now, listen carefully. This is the scheme.
I've been researching voter fraud on and off for decades, and I'm in touch with a whole network of attorneys who work on voter fraud issues. And what we have found is that some of the voter rolls in the swing states are chock full of illegal aliens and other people who should not be on the voter roll. But we know there are illegal aliens on the voting rolls because they register their address as the processing center. All these NGOs that are processing them, even before they cross the border, they're using the address of the processing center as their voter registration address. I guess they think Republicans are too stupid to notice. But we have software where we integrate the property tax records with the voting file, and so we can see where every voter actually lives. They have to live at a legal residence, and many do not, by the thousands. And all these new illegal voters are inundating the voting rolls, in especially the swing states. They are preparing for another big steal.
So imagine now, these NGOs, and we've named some of them already, thousands, they're processing thousands, maybe in the tens of thousands of folks for each NGO, and each NGO's address is being used as an address for the illegal alien. The mail-in ballots then go to these addresses of these NGOs who then vote in their name. And I would think it'd be, if this is true, which he says he's got the records, I would turn all that stuff into Pam Bondi immediately at the Justice Department for a full-scale investigation.
Yeah, one would think that you could take a spreadsheet, enter that address, and see how many people are registered to vote at that address, and kick them all off the voter rolls.
But those who are responsible for this, they need to be held accountable.
Yes,
they need to be charged with voter fraud, because that starts. So hopefully, he'll get that list or some evidence to the Justice Department. And I think it's is that a Civil Rights Division? That would be Harmeet Dillon, I think, isn't it? I think she's the new Civil Rights Deputy, if I'm not mistaken. It's 8:50. The Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Rumble page, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410 410- 866-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Have a great weekend. Make sure to watch my show, Rob Carson's What in the World on Newsmax.
What? Are you crazy?
Monday on the show, The View calls J.D. Vance the Pope Killer.
What? Are you crazy?
Oh, that's funny. And the left's love of alien criminals extends beyond the Democrat Party to the courtroom.
And I'm here to tell you, guilty as sin. Here comes the judge.
Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, you know that Maryland has some of the finest medical institutions in the country. The Johns Hopkins and a few others. And when medical emergencies strike, every minute counts. But guess which state has the worst ER wait times in the country?
No, Maryland?
Yes.
Wow.
Average ER wait time, 228 minutes, Delaware second at 195 minutes. 5% of ER patients leave before being seen, and our ER wait time score is it's not even close between Maryland and Delaware. So the worst, absolute worst, and I'm wondering why that is.
I'd like to see that broken down by a hospital.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if there are hospitals elsewhere in the state. And now I know that one can wait a long time to see a physician, depending on what the specialty is. I've been in a circumstance where my appointment was 10:30 a.m. and I saw the physician at 12:15. But that was not an emergency visit.
No, that was just a regular, office visit. Yeah.
So it could be that their hospital, because I would think that you go into the ER, you're going to be seen sooner than in more than 3 hours.
How many of these are actual emergencies, or how many of these illegals or poor people that don't have insurance that are using the ER as their
primary doctor? Healthcare.
Yeah.
853 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dr. Chuck Whitaker with us.
I went to see a psychiatrist once.
Yeah?
He cried. Left the office.
You got to feel sorry for the guy. You know?
I did.
Yeah.
I tried to get him back.
I told him to lay down on the couch. He fell right through it. Oh, no. That was Dunright Furniture.
That's
I'm sorry.
Nice. That's so nice. That was a double-deck cardboard bed. Damn near killed me.
I wish
we'll tell
video.
That story at the roast.
Yes, we will.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, $8.95, not too bad. Right around O'Donnell Street into the tunnel. Fort McHenry Tunnel now has completely cleared out of any problems, and we're good there between O'Donnell Street and the tube southbound. A little busy right there at 395 downtown. Some leftover slowing around the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary. JFX now is clear. Southern Anne Arundel County, there's a wreck. Solomon's Island Road, that's Route 2 at the intersection at Mayo Road, and there is a road blockage in the intersection there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We had a chilly start to the day, but it's warming up. 75 today, and then tonight 55 tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and 83 again. Kim bringing back the good weather with her from Florida.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kim, for that.
Sunny, 57 in Forest Hill, 59 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live returns this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing very fine. Well. Thank you.
Doing good. Actually, it was 85 degrees in Palm Beach. I loved every second of it. I didn't want to leave, but I had a good time. And I got to hear some of Andrew on the show on Friday. He did an awesome job, as always. So a good shout out to Andrew Langer for filling in. I don't follow sports very closely. I think I've made that known.
Wow, that's a surprise.
But when I saw that the Ravens drafted a new kicker, I was wondering, is that because they really need a new kicker, or do they know something about Justin Tucker we don't know? Because we're still following the story with
both
can
be true. Both can be true.
Okay.
It could be too much drama.
His performance last year, not as good.
Great, no.
Not as good as it has been. And then you've got this other issue hanging over his head. So,
right.
And the NFL is still investigating that. But then they draft a guy, Mike Green out of Marshall, who has had two allegations of sexual assault.
I missed that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
But they say they fully investigated it, and they're confident that.
That nobody will know the truth?
No, I didn't say that. That was Kim Klasick.
Just joking. Well, I thought that was interesting. We did get some more info about the aircraft collision in D.C. with the Black Hawk. That was January 29th when that happened. It almost seems like yesterday. But we did hear more about the Black Hawk pilot and how she ignored some of the commands. So we're going to talk about that. I have some audio from that as well. Some people are saying DEI, and then some people are saying possibly she just wanted to do what she wanted to do in that moment, not being that she is, you know, a diversity hire. So we're going to talk about that. You know, it is.
There's a difference there?
No, I'm serious.
There's a difference?
Well, because you can be highly qualified and still ignore your boss or commands, right? And then you could be someone that really doesn't
usually
know
not in
doing.
The military.
Not in the
usually
military.
Not,
and, yeah. And she wasn't all that experienced a pilot. So when the much more experienced pilot says,
turn left, get to a higher altitude,
it's time for her to do that.
Yeah.
And instead she didn't. For whatever reason, but
well, you're talking about seconds here. Seconds count.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
did she hear him clearly?
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of other. Did she intentionally ignore him? We don't know.
I know. It's so sad to think about that. But
67 souls lost.
Yeah. 11 children. Unbelievable. And also, you know, I was out on Friday, of course, and I got to talk about how Baltimore City is the dirtiest city in America.
Yes, it is.
As if we're shocked.
Well, you actually walked through the city in that red dress and those red shoes.
I was waiting for the shoes this morning.
Yeah.
You got the red shoes on?
No,
you
got, I got my,
are you
going to
do a sequel?
Them? Muckluck boots.
You got the muckluck
on? I don't know what you call them. I never even heard that before. But no, seriously, I did... I did walk through the city, and I did talk about the trash, and people were mad at me about it. But we continue to win this award for dirtiest city in America.
Well, I remember Trump got called out for it because he said it was a dirty and
rat infested, which it actually is.
Which mayor
was it who complained about the smell of the dead animals?
Oh, right, that was Mayor Catherine Pugh, wasn't it?
Catherine Pugh, yeah.
Yeah.
As she walked the street. This is not a brand new phenomenon.
Well, you know, she was. That's what inspired her to write the Healthy Holly books.
Yeah, exactly. Which you know added so much to our literature.
I'm waiting to actually see one of those books. I really Well, I got all that more to talk about today, guys.
Kim is coming up next. So tomorrow we'll do the Baltimore County Council, and this is just super majority. They do what they want, the Democrats, and they've done it again. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's that is unfortunately the way these things seem to go over time. Let me tell you about Audiology Associates. If you are having difficulty with your hearing, and maybe one of your loved ones is having difficulty with his or her hearing, if you're missing parts of conversations, if you're missing the sound of the birds chirping first thing in the morning, I love that sound, then believe me, you can go to Audiology Associates. Mrs. Ellie and I have both been there, and we go ahead and get our baseline done. You should do the same. And this kind of suffering, this kind of discomfort, it sounds familiar to you, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Sigev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years and more. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.